leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineups, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Charleston, South Carolina. We're here at Joseph E. Riley Jr. Ballpark as the Delmarva Shorebirds are getting set to take on the Charleston River Dogs in Game 5 of their six-game series, Game 5 of a 12-game road trip. Shorebirds have not started off the road trip the way that they had hoped. They have lost the first four games here this week to Charleston. River Dogs with a win last night on Friday night to secure a series win already. Shorebirds now with two opportunities to avoid being swept here this week. Since minor league baseball moved to the six-game series format, Shorebirds have not been swept here over the past 2 years, so they'll try to avoid what would be a franchise first here this weekend. Last night, Shorebirds lost to Charleston at 12-6, the final score. It looked like we had a barn burner early on. Both teams scored twice in the first. Delmarva two more in the third. Charleston with three in the bottom of that frame. Shorebirds tied it back up at five apiece at the top of the fourth. But after that, Charleston put their foot all the way down on the gas and ran away with this game. They scored once in the fourth, once in the fifth, two in the seventh, three in the eighth. Shorebirds with one in the ninth to try to spark a comeback, but it was too little too late. Charleston with a 12-6 victory. Austin Vernon got the win, his sixth of the year to lead the Carolina League. He struck out 11. He's now struck out 55 on the season. That also leads the Carolina League. Juan de los Santos, in his roughest start with the Shorebirds this season, allowed 6 runs, 4 earns over 4 innings, a career-high 9 hits allowed while striking out 5, taking his 5th loss of the season. And the Shorebirds drop to 15-28 on the season, 13 games under 500, a game off their low point. They were 14 games under 500 at 9-23 earlier this season. Charleston, now at 30-13, actually lost a half game around to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who won two games yesterday against Augusta, a resumed game, and then the tail end, the scheduled game that was supposed to be played that day in pretty dramatic fashion as well. Myrtle Beach, a two-run homer in the top of the seventh to come from behind in a 3-2 win. So Charleston now two games back in Myrtle Beach in the Southern Division, the Shorebirds 9.5 games back in Carolina, who now leads the Northern Division. Didn't have an interview for yesterday's pregame show, so that meant that for today we had to reach a little bit deeper back into our pockets to get our pregame interview for today's broadcast. And we talked with the starter from back on Thursday. That was Daniel Fetterman. It was a weird start for Dan, and he laughed as soon as I said that to him when we were about to get the interview started. But he threw 6 innings, a career high, back on Thursday. He gave up 4 runs, but they all came in one inning. After that, he actually retired 10 in a row to end his night, so it was a case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and Fetterman hoping to see a bit more of Mr. Hyde here the rest of the season, and maybe the end to his start back on Thursday will provide him with that runway to get him going. But anyways, I'll stop yapping, and we'll air our interview here with Shorebirds starting pitcher Dan Fetterman. Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Thursday night starter Dan Fetterman. Dan, it was a very strange outing for you back on Thursday. You gave up 4 runs early, and then after that, you finish your outing by retiring 10 in a row. How do you compartmentalize a kind of start like that, where there were, you know, obvious low points, but then some very good parts that you want to take away from that?
I think that's me being a little older, learning that, you know, you got to have short-term memory. Obviously, they came out swinging the bat early, and, you know, in that second inning, just, you know, grooved too many pitches for them. I think I threw 4 fastballs in a row, and they got to all 4 of them. You know, just making an adjustment later in the outing, seeing, you know, what their approach is and what their plan is coming in against me, you know, being able to counter that with something else that works, you know, in my favor. So I think we did a good job in the dugout after that inning, figuring out, you know, where I was missing, what I needed to change up, and we made the execution.
One thing you mentioned to me just a couple of minutes ago, actually, was, and something I didn't know, was that you're calling your own games this year, which I find very interesting, because I feel like there's a lot of guys who don't want that responsibility. Was that something that you piped up and said, want to try this out, or how did that come about?
That's just kind of how it works. I mean, the catcher ultimately is calling the game, but, I mean, if I don't want to throw something, it's, you know, it's my game. You know, I'm the one throwing the pitch. I'm the one out there, you know, having to execute it. So, you know, I give a lot of, you know, my college coach a lot of credit. You know, I didn't realize, you know, it definitely matters. You can't just go out there and throw the kitchen sink at them. You got to plan. You got to attack. Some hitters, you know, see certain pitches better than others. That's where a scouting report comes in. You know, I think the biggest problem with me so far has been my pitch calling. You know, not necessarily the location or, you know, the type of pitch. I think it's the order and sequence I've been throwing it. And Joe's really helping me, you know, step back, go over the outing and see, hey, why'd you throw that? Well, I don't know. Well, you know, now we need to have a plan because, you know, these hitters are good and they're only going to get better. So I have to adapt and figure out what works best for me and execute it.
One of the interesting aspects I find of that is, like you said, coming into a game, studying hitters, understanding them, and at this level of play, sometimes there's not a big book on some guys. How do you then try to adapt, you know, is it watching guys earlier in the week and kind of creating your own scouting report?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I sat there the first two games with Joe and Colin, and we literally watched every single hitter. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean what worked for the Tuesday and Wednesday starter or pitchers is going to work for me, because we all have different stuff. We all have different weapons. You got to pitch to your strengths, but absolutely we can see somewhat of their approach. Hey, are they, you know, free swingers? Are they swinging early? Are they trying to run up the pitch count? So I think all that's useful, especially I'm going to face this lineup again, potentially, you know, if I'm still in low A and, you know, later in the season. So it's good to see the hitters. It's, you know, get a little bit of a book on them, but also figure out, you know, every day is different. You know, some days I might not have feel for the breaking ball, which worked for me the other day. So I have to have multiple ways to get the same hitter out.
And in facing this Charleston lineup, this is, in my opinion, probably one of the top two lineups in the entire league. Them and Myrtle Beach have been very good here to start this season. The Rays have always had a very good player development system. What is it they do well that, you know, you saw that in your first two innings that you struggled against, but then were able to exploit in the final four?
You know, I think they have a good plan at the plate, whereas I think a lot of guys maybe early in the career are just free swingers and they just hit one pitch and they go out and swing and try to hit the ball over the fence. I don't see anyone in that lineup who's just, I'm going to try to hit four home runs. They're trying to get the barrel on the ball and they're trying to swing at strikes. So, I mean, hats off to them and, you know, their player development staff. They've got all around, I think, a really solid team. So I think, you know, it's just them being a little bit more mature and having an actual approach.
And this might be personally my favorite road trip of the season. 12-gamers are always tough, but when you're going to Charleston, then Myrtle Beach, it makes it a little bit easier. Is there a memorable road trip for you that you've taken in your baseball career? Might have been at Miami, might have been in your amateur days, or even in pro ball now.
I got to say Mississippi State regionals, you know, it was insane. I didn't realize, you know, how many people go to those college baseball games. I mean, we had packed houses all of college, and we played top-level competition, and we would get in the thousands. But to see 15, 16,000 under the lights, you know, all chanting the same thing, it was kind of, I mean, that's what, you know, Major League Baseball is going to be like. And I was like, wow, this, I love this. You know, I just thought it was, the fans were awesome. You know, they were chirping, but at the end of the game, they were feeding us. So I think we were there for a whole week. I think that was a pretty crazy trip for me, Mississippi State.
Well, Dan, congrats on the solid end to your outing earlier this week, and thanks for the time today.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back for the Press Non-Motor Group starting lineup here on the Shore Birds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jalinek here with you, getting you set for game 5 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Charleston River Dogs here from Riley Park in downtown Charleston. Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for your Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's at second base. Elio Prado in center field bats second. Michael De Sone, the DH, hits third. Cleanup man is Isaac Bologna. He's out in right. Isaac De Leon, the third baseman, bats fifth. Creed Willems does the catching, hitting sixth. Trenton Craig in left field bats seventh. Moises Ramirez, eighth, plays first base. And Aronson Placencia is at shortstop, batting ninth. For Dan Hammer, getting the start here tonight for the Shorebirds, uncoupled from Ryan Long, who hit the IL earlier this week. Shorebirds had one other roster move coming into today. They have added Roberto Martinez, 19-year-old, played in the FCL last season. So He is getting his first taste of life outside the complex here today. Shorebirds are very short-staffed at the moment with injuries to Ryan Higgins, Noel Albert Romero. Creed Williams is now well enough with his hand to actually play, so thankfully he's back in the lineup. But Elio Prano also on an innings count to begin his season coming off the IL. So the Shorebirds certainly need anybody that they can put on the bench right now. Preston Motor Group starting lineup for the River Dogs. Shane Suzuki leads it off. He's in center. Carson Williams, the shortstop, bats second. Willie Vasquez, the third baseman, hits third. Mason Auer, the right fielder, is the cleanup man, followed by Bobby Seymour, the DH. O'Neill Monsueta, the left fielder, bats sixth. Abiazel Ramirez, the second baseman, bats seventh. Luis Leon does the catching, hitting eighth. And Fredville Chavez is the first baseman, batting ninth. For Ben Peoples on the mound for Charleston. Your pitching matchup, Peoples for Charleston, 1-2 with a 3.60 ERA on the season. Against Dan Hammer for the Shorebirds, he is 2-2 with a 5.76 ERA so far in the campaign. River Dogs on a 4-game winning streak this week. They have won 9 out of 10 here on their 12-game road trip. Shorebirds kicking off, or 12-game homestand, I should say. Shorebirds on their 12-game road trip have dropped the first four, lost four in a row, now 15-28, 9.5 games back of Carolina, so their hopes here in the first half are basically extinguished. Shorebirds is fighting to get back to .500, and that would take a lot here in the first half of the season. Charleston has started to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Riley Park here in Charleston, South Carolina. We are ready for Game 5 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Charleston River Dogs. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds have dropped the first four of this series to Charleston. River Dogs now at 30-13 on the season. second best record in all of the minors. Bad part for Charleston is that the team with the best record in the minors is the team ahead of them in the standings. That's the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 32-11. Shorebirds at 15-28, 13 games under 500. Dead last in the Carolina League Northern Division at 9.5 back, trying to steal a game or two here on the tail end of the series and avoid being swept. Going up against Ben Peoples here tonight. Peoples, right-handed arm for Charleston. River Dogs in their home whites here on Saturday night. He's on the bump, and this is the defense that Charleston sets up behind him. It's O'Neal Monzueta in left, Shane Suzuki in center, Mason Auer in right. Willie Vasquez is at third, Carson Williams at short, Abiazel Ramirez at second, Fredville Chavez at first base, and Luis Leon does the catching for Ben Peoples on the mound. Peoples has had a rather consistent season. He is 1-2 with a 3.60 ERA. 30 innings, he struck out 37, walked 17, 27 hits, 14 runs, 12 earned. Was a high school pick of the Rays back in 2019, 22nd round out of Giles County High School in Ardmore, Tennessee. 6'1", 175-pound right-handed pitcher. Last time out for him was on the 22nd last week against Augusta. Pitched both Tuesday and Sunday against the Green Jackets. His second outing that week against Augusta, gave up 3 runs, 2 earned over 3 innings, struck out 3 and walked 3. In the month of May, he has been much better than where he was at in April. In April, 13 2/3 innings, gave up 8 runs. Here in May, at 16 1/3 innings now, has given up just 4 earned runs total. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Shorebirds. Top of the order, Valdez, Prado, and Deson to kick off the game. Shorebirds in their alternate orange jerseys here on Saturday night. Shorebirds in black across the front, orange jersey, black numbers on the back, gray pants. Charleston, like we said, the home whites. River Dogs in navy blue outlined in gold on the front. Navy numbers on the back outlined in gold as well with white pants. Navy blue cap for the home team. Valdez digs in from the left side. It's a beautiful night here in Charleston. A couple of clouds overhead, but nothing but sunshine for the moment. First pitch from Peoples to Valdez is fouled off left field side, and we're underway right on time at 6:05. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left, open stance, hitting 223 on the season. The 0-1 fastball way high goes the backstop, and the count's 1-1. Game time temp for you, 82 degrees at first pitch. It'll dip into the mid-70s by the time this game ends. Peoples into his windup, the 1-1. Valdez takes, fastball in the outside corner, it's 1-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up now for Valdez with two strikes on him, no threat of a bunt now. Peoples dead center on the rubber, turns into his windup, the 1-2. It's a changeup in the dirt. Valdez lays off and the count's even at 2-2. Luis was 1-for-3 last night, scored 2 runs, drew 2 walks, also stole a base. Now up to 19 on the season, that leads the Shorebirds. Peoples hands at the belt, raises them, winds up the 2-2. Fastball is low and the count's full. Valdez has led off in 3 of the first 4 games this series. It's yet to reach in his first AB. The 3-2 won't reach there. Swings and misses, breaking or fastball down and in. Can't connect. Peoples strikes him out to begin the game. One out, nobody on for Elio Prado. Prado, right-handed batter, first pitch to him. Fastball on the inside corner, called a strike. Our umpires in tonight's game, Trey Jester calling balls and strikes. His crewmate Steve Cray is out in the field. 0-1 pitch. Slider down dirt, Prado lays off, and the count's 1-1. Prado activated off the IL at the start of this week. It's 4 for his first 10 with the Shorebirds, got last night off. He was 2-for-3 back on Thursday night. 1-1. Prado swings and fouls it back out of play. Nearly lost his helmet. He swung so hard. Counts 1-2. Lights already starting to turn on here from Riley Park. Like we said, a couple clouds overhead sometimes get in the way of the sun. 1-2. Prado swings and fouls the breaking ball back and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. But on the whole, just a picturesque night. Play baseball here in Charleston. One out, nobody on for Prado. Top of the first, scoreless game. Here's the 1-2. Fouled back. Challenged him with a fastball. Prado was on it. Just couldn't square it up. People spent 2 years in the complex leagues, 2019 and 2021. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fastball up at 93. Prado chases, can't connect. And there's two away here in the first. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the game for Peoples. 2019, he threw just 10 and 2/3 innings. 2021, he only threw 19. So coming into his start tonight, Peoples had thrown 30 innings. Michel Desone at the plate now. First pitch. Fastball is up and in for ball one. Peoples so far this year now 30-plus innings, actually surpassing what he had done in his career to this point. 29 and 2/3 innings coming into the year. 1-0, heaters upstairs, and the count's 2-0 on Desone. 2 outs, nobody on. Desone, the batter, hitting 240 on the season, 589 OPS. Right-handed batter, Peoples the righty, throws home, and misses high again with the fastball, and the count's 3-0. That has been Peoples' one bugaboo, is the walk. And when he does walk batters, they tend to come in bunches. 3-0 pitch. Fastball is just a little low. For ball four, Desone draws a four-pitch walk and continues the first for the cleanup man, Isaac Bologna. Peoples, on just three occasions this season, has managed to walk one or fewer. Two starts, he's given up no walks. One start, he's given up one. But other than that, it's been two walks once, three walks a couple of times, and as many as five. Here's Isaac Bologna, left-handed batter. First pitch. Bologna swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. Can't connect. Strike one. Desone at first. Two outs. Top of the first. No score. Shorebird scored twice in the first inning yesterday. The first run coming home on a Bologna RBI double. Isaac hitting 246. Peoples letter high set. The pitch. Bologna swings and misses again. Challenged him with a fastball letter high. And counts quickly 0-2. Isaac now 5 homers, 26 RBIs. The Ribeyes lead the team, 775 OPS. Open stance, catcher sets up, up and in. 0-2, Desone runs from first, and Bologna swings and misses, breaking ball down and in. Desone can't, or rather, Bologna can't lay off. And that does it for the Birds here in the first. Ben Peoples strikes out 3 to the bottom of the first. After happening a play, it's Delmarva nothing. Charleston coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bomb of the first from Charleston. It's Delmarva nothing, and Charleston coming to bat for the first time in this one against Dan Hammer, who gets the start for the Shorebirds here on Saturday night. It's Hammer on the bump, and this is the defense that manager Felipe Rojas Jr. sets up behind him. It's Craig in left, Prado in center, Bologna in right, De Leon's at third, Placencia at short, Valdez at second, Ramirez at first, and Creed Willems does the catching. Hammer, right-handed arm out of University of Pittsburgh, drafted back in 2019. Into his windup, his first pitch to Shane Sasaki is a fastball just a little bit low for ball one. Hammer 6'2", 200 pounds. 2-2 on the season, a 5.76 ERA, making his fifth start, ninth appearance overall. 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and popped out of play, first base side. And the count's even at one. Sasaki leading it off for the River Dogs, as he has done every game this week. And Sasaki, in every game that he's led off, has started the contest with a single. 1-1. Swung on and dribbled back to the mound. Hammer, good fielding position, gobbles it up, throws to first, and retires Sasaki for the first time this week to lead off a ball game. Hammer, who claims he was a high school shortstop. I've seen him during batting practice, and those claims seem to be a little unsubstantiated. But anyways, Dan looking very much like an athlete on that play. Immediately ball off the bat was a good squat, good fielding position, glove down to the dirt. Retires Sasaki, one away here in the first. Here's Carson Williams, first pitch breaking ball, just a little outside for ball one. One out, bottom of the first, nobody on, no score. Williams back in the lineup after a day off last night, hitting 309 with a 969 OPS. First rounder out of high school last year, 1-0. Breaking ball misses high, and it's 2-0. Williams, four homers, 21 driven in. Hammer has had a home run problem this season. Doesn't give up all too many hits, but he has given up five homers, which accounts for a third of all the hits he's given up. 2-0. Fastball is outside for ball three. Hammer has gone through control issues this season. He's walked 26 in 25 innings. Struck out 29, given up just the 15 hits. Opponent's batting just 170 against him. 3-0. Fastball misses inside for ball four, and Williams walks on four pitches. Last time out for Hammer was the 22nd back on Sunday against Fredericksburg. He started, gave up two runs over four innings, four walks, three strikeouts. That was a really good two-start week for him. He had pitched previously that week against Fredericksburg as well, picked up the win, went four innings, gave up one run on two hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. First pitch now to Willie Vasquez is flared down the right field line, but it slices foul and out of play for strike one. Williams at first, one out. Vasquez the batter, hitting 206 on the season, 557 OPS. One homer, 20 driven in. Not that the River Dogs wouldn't be thinking about running anyways, but interesting to see how they test Creed Williams behind the plate. The pitch is fouled straight back, and the count's 0-2. Willems coming off of a hand injury that held him out the past couple of nights, and surprisingly, he was okay enough to play last night. It was emergency purposes, with Noel Albert Romero having come out of the game. And Willems played first, so he didn't have to throw. Creed's taking a couple of foul tips right off his right hand, his thumb and pointer finger. The pitch, Vasquez fouls it off himself in the box. It's 0-2 still. But Creed feeling up to it to get behind the plate again. The only man to run on him this week during the two innings he played while catching on Tuesday was Shane Sasaki, and Williams threw him out. First time he'd been caught stealing this year. Throw over to first, and Williams back in with a dive. Williams at first, 12 for 16 in stolen bases this season. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away, wind blowing in from center again, as it has basically all week long. Hammer from the belt, the 0-2. Breaking ball called, strike three. Slider at the knees, outside half. Vasquez caught looking, and he has quite a few words with Trey Jester on his way back to the dugout. He thought that pitch was below the knees, but Hammer gets the call, and there's two outs here in the first. So two outs, a man at first, and that brings up Mason Auer. Scoreless game, bottom of the first. Auer, two homers, 17 driven in, hitting 299 and 837 OPS. The pitch, runner goes from first, fastball's a called strike. The throw to second on a hop, off the glove of the second baseman Valdez. It trickles into shallow center, backed up by the shortstop Placencia. and it's a stolen base for William. Williams with his 13th stolen base of the season. So man in scoring position, 2 outs per hour. He's driven in 17 on the season. Drove in 3 last night. 2-run triple and an RBI single. The pitch, breaking ball is outside. 1-1. Scoreless game, bottom of the first, but Charleston threatening. Man at second, 2 out. Our open stance, hands held across from his shoulders. 1-1. Our swings and skies it out to right field. Baloney comes in a couple of steps. Right fielder camps under it and puts it away for the final out here in the first. Dan Hammer strands a man out at second and on to the second. No score after one here between the Shorebirds and River Dogs on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second from Charleston, no score after one. Both teams stranding a runner aboard. Shorebirds have 5, 6, and 7 due up against Ben Peoples for the Charleston River Dogs. Shorebirds have dropped the first 4 here this week, trying to avoid making it 5 in a row here on Saturday and avoid what could potentially be their first 6-game sweep here since the Miners moved to this format. First pitch to Isaac De Leon. He swings and golfs it in the air to shallow center. Center fielder Sasaki comes in. Right fielder Auer calls him off. And in shallow right center, he puts it away for the first out here in the second. De Leon retired on one pitch. Though the Shorebirds have been able to put up a good number of runs this week, haven't been shut out, haven't scored fewer than 3. Here the entire week as Creed Willems swings at the first pitch and bounces it into center field, a base hit. Shorebirds coming out hacking against Ben Peoples here in the second inning, and Willems a first pitch single. It's aboard with 1 out. Shorebirds have been the beneficiaries of a couple of Charleston errors, quite a few walks and wild pitches. Only have a grand total of 4 extra base hits on the week. Willems at first, and Trenton Craig now the batter, 2 pitches into the second. Scoreless game. Peoples from the stretch, high set, first pitch. Slider is down and away for ball 1. Craig getting 149 on the season, 7 for 47. 546 OPS, 20th round pick out of Lewisburg College last year. Right-handed batter. Middle infield at double play depth. Peoples ready, here's the pitch. And Craig late on the fastball, swings and misses, 1-1. On deck, Moises Ramirez. Bottom of the order here for the Shorebirds. Craig in the 7-hole tonight. 1-1. Craig fouls it back. Fastball, heart of the plate. Couldn't quite square it up, and the count's 1-2. Trendon 1-for-4 with an RBI single last night. He's got two hits in the series, and both were run-producing hits, a two-run single on Tuesday, RBI single last night. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chased a slider down and away. Couldn't lay off, and Peoples with his fourth strikeout of the game already. Two outs here in the second. That brings up Moises Ramirez. Ramirez, for the first time I can recall, shedding his trademark high socks. It's the pants he's currently wearing. Kind of look like pajama pants, quite honestly. First pitch home. Peoples misses with the fastball down and away. He's got them tucked under his cleats as well. Kind of the old school Manny Machado look when he was with the Orioles. But I'm taking a guess here, given how baggy these look on Moises. 1-0. Tried to check his swing, but it's a called strike anyway on the outside corner, 1-1. He may have had to give up his pants to the new man on the roster, Roberto Martinez. And with Ramirez being one of the bigger infielders on the club, he was relegated to using the leftover extra large pair, 1-1. Breaking ball is down low, 2-1, or what looks like here might be a triple XL. Ramirez hitting 148 on the season, 417 OPS, no homers, 7 driven in. Willems at first, 2 outs, top of the second, scoreless game. People shoulder high set the pitch. And Ramirez swings and misses late on the fastball at 94. People's hardest pitch that he's thrown in the game. And the count's 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Ramirez was 0-for-4 last night. Square stance, crowds the plate. Peoples down the hill to pitch. And Ramirez socks one in the air. Deep right center field. Sasaki going back in front of the warning track. He's called off by the right fielder Auer as he makes the grab to retire the side. Here in the second, he and Sasaki nearly collide, but Auer takes control, makes the grab, and ends the second inning for the Shorebirds. We go to the bottom of the second. Still a scoreless game here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bomb in the second from Charleston. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the River Dogs nothing. Shorebirds have stranded a man on in each of their first two turns at bat. Dan Hammer back to work for the Shorebirds here in the bottom of the second after he stranded one on for the River Dogs back in the first. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Charleston. Bobby Seymour leads it off. Designated hitter digs in from the left side. Seymour, 5 homers, 25 driven in, big left-handed slugger. Hammer the windup and his first pitch is chopped on the ground on 3 hops of the first baseman Ramirez, fields it wide of the bag and then trots there himself to retire Seymour on 1 pitch to open up the second. On the first pitch swinging going on here early on in this game, Shorebird swung at the first 2 pitches of the second to 2 different batters. And Seymour grounds out on the first pitch here in the second. Brings up O'Neill, Monzueta. Monzueta, a big game last night. Was 3-for-5, double a triple, 1 driven in, scored 3 times. Right-handed batter, hammer the righty into his wide. His first pitch Slider misses up and in for ball one. Lanzueta hitting 264, 841 OPS, two homers, 14 driven in. Hammer the windup, here it comes. And a slider chopped on the ground to short. A nice big hop for Plasencia. Shortstop gloves it, throws to first, and retires Lanzueta for the second out quickly here in the second. Back-to-back ground ball outs for Dan Hammer. So two out, nobody on for Abiezel Ramirez. Ramirez, switch hitter, bats from the left side. 205 average, 759 OPS, two homers, 10 driven in. This is his first appearance since back on the 25th, a couple of days ago. Went 0 for 2 that night, walked twice, scored twice. First pitch from Hammer is way high. Changeup slips out of his hand to the backstop. Ball one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Ramirez. Two outs, nobody on, with the wind still blowing in from center. We saw it knock down Moises Ramirez's fly ball in the top of the frame. The pitch, fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Hammer to the back of the mound, grabs the rosin bag. He's altered his windup just a little bit, as from my last memory of him, 2-0. Fastball fouled straight back, 2-1. He used to start with his shoulders square to home plate. Now, when he begins his windup, he's kind of in the stretch position and then turns himself into a full windup. Maybe it's just been a while. The 2-1. Fastball can't get the call off the inside edge, 3-1. And the other, I know this is a change for a fact. When he's looking in for a sign, he's basically doing it the same way he would with a runner on, with his right hand behind his back. Then he comes set and goes into the windup. It's 3-1. Fastball fouled back and out of play, and the count's full. Two outs, bases empty, bomb in the third, Hammer looking for a 1-2-3 second. Scoreless game between the Charleston River Dogs and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Game 5 of this series. Shorebirds trying to get their first win of the week. 3-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Hammer at 95. Goes up the ladder. Blows it by Ramirez. And finds himself a 1-2-3 second. On to the third. Scoreless after two. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Is this real, brother?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. The good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs. 8-9-1. Due up, or 9-1-2, beg your pardon, due up for the Shorebirds. Aronson Plasencia leads it off against Ben Peoples. Plasencia, the shortstop for the Shorebirds, has been pressed into a lot of duty this week, with Shorebirds dropping like flies this week. A lot of injuries going around. The bug has bitten everybody. First pitch to Plasencia from Peoples is a slider in the dirt for ball one. Plasencia, 3 for his first 11, was 1 for 4 last night. 20 years old at a San Jose de Ochoa in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 from Peoples. Placencia bounds it on the ground to the second baseman, Ramirez, who picks it on the short hop and throws to first to retire Ramirez, or Placencia, beg your pardon, for the first out here in the third. Lineup flips the top, and Luis Valdez now. Switch hitter struck out swinging his first time up. Bit of a stiffer breeze and a colder one has started to blow through the ballpark now. Darker clouds overhead. Wasn't expecting any more rain the rest of the night. First pitch from Peoples to Valdez. Swing and a miss. Chased a changeup down and away for strike one. Valdez now 2 for 12 in the series. Has stolen 3 bases and walked 4 times, which is a good sign. The pitch. Fastball, or changeup rather, up and away. And the count's 1-1. The 4 walks in the series actually now constitute 4 out of the 14 that Valdez has drawn in the season. 1-1. Change up down in the dirt. Valdez lays off 2-1. No score, top of the third. By this point in last night's game, we had already seen 10 total runs cross the plate. 2-1. Valdez takes up and in, and counts 3-1. Every game this week has had its own flavor. Last night was close early. River Dogs ran away late, 3-1. Valdez takes up and in for ball 4. Peoples walks his second batter of the game, and Luis aboard at first with 1 out here in the third. Back on Thursday night was just very good pitching from Charleston, and a big second inning did the Shorebirds in. Night prior to that, there was good pitching on both sides, and then back on Tuesday was a slugfest 10-9 where the Shorebirds almost came back from 8 runs down. Valdez at first, 1 out, top of the third, scoreless game. Elio Prado now the batter. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Right on right matchup. Peoples high set. Here's the pitch. Valdez runs, pitches up high. The throw to second, not in time. Valdez in with a headlong dive. One hop throw picked by Ramirez covering. And Valdez swipes his 20th of the season. So the Shorebirds put a runner out at second for the first time tonight. Prado will try to drive them in. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses high again for ball 2. Prado looking for his first Shorebirds RBI. This is the 4th game that he's played in. 4 for his first 11. 2-0 pitch. Prado swings and misses. Letter high fastball can't connect. And the count's 2-1. A big benefit for Prado with Valdez's speed outside of him actually stealing second is that he has the full attention of the second baseman Ramirez. Has to hold him close. Opens up the entire right side, which Prado uses well. Move back to second, and the throw hits off the glove of the second baseman Ramirez, but he keeps it within arm's reach. Valdez not going anywhere back safely. Shorebirds trying to strike first, just like they did last night in the first inning. No score, top of the third. 2-1 on Prado. Peoples fires home, and Prado late on the fastball sends it out of play right field side. Counts even at 2. Two balls, 2 strikes on Prado. Valdez at second, 1 out. Peoples looks back to second, now deals. And Prado swats a slider out of play. Again to the right side. And the count stays even at 2. Peoples holds his glove up against his front leg. Pitch clock winding down, and finally Peoples steps off. Resets the clock. Just dangles the ball in his right hand next to his back leg. Very nonchalant on the mound. Now he comes set, hands together at the letters. Looks to second, the 2-2. And Prado floats it in the air to left center field. Left fielder Mansueta over, he's under it. He makes the catch. Valdez bluffs the tag from second and stays put. Throw into the cutoff man. Second out of the inning recorded, and it'll be up to Michael Desson to break the scoreless deadlock. This is DeSone walked his first time up on four pitches. Right-handed batter. Fouled is at second. Two outs. Top of the third. Still no score. First pitch. DeSone swings and fouls it back. Just over the top of the net into the stands. And the count's 0-1. DeSone with a multi-RBI game last night. For just the second time this season, went 3-for-5, two RBI singles. 0-1. Slider just a little bit low, had plenty of plate. And Valdez taking off for third on the throw back to the mound, and he's done it again. For the second time this series, Valdez steals third base on a throw back to the mound. What a heads-up play. He noticed the third baseman Vasquez had his back turned to the mound, and Valdez takes third base without a play. 1-1. DeSone swings and fouls it back into the seats again. And the count's 1-2. What a heads-up play by Luis Valdez. Hopefully DeSone can pay it off now. 1-2. People's ready. Here it comes. And a fastball is high. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on DeSone. Man at third, two outs, top of the third. No score. Here's the pitch. And DeSone lines it the other way, but that slices foul into the Charleston bullpen. Count stays even at two. Peoples, first base side of the rubber, readies up. 2-2 again. And DeSone swings and misses. Slider in the dirt, blocked by Leone. He tags out DeSone and ends the inning. Shorebirds strand a man at third. On to the bottom of the third. Still no score here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds and River Dogs still scoreless. Delmarva leaving a man at third in the top of the inning. And Dan Hammer back to work. Tossed a 1-2-3 second as 8-9-1 due up for Charleston here in the third. Luis Leon leads it off. Catcher bats from the left side here. Into the righty Hammer. Leon a switch hitter. Slightly open stance. Hammer into his windup, the first pitch. Change up floats just outside for ball one. That was the best change up Hammer's thrown here tonight. Just a little bit off the edge, but a good amount of drop, good amount of arm side run. Wind up, here's the 1-0. Back to back, good change ups. This one gets a swing and a miss from Leon. And the count's 1-1. Leon hitting .247, two homers, 14 driven in. 700 OPS on the dot. 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Third straight changeup. Leon can't connect. It's 1-2. Leon got last night off. Dawson Diamond had himself a great game behind the plate. His first start in a week. Drove in three. Leon played on Thursday. Went 1-for-3. The pitch. Fastball high. 2-2. Leon drove in two with a two-run single back on Thursday against Dan Fetterman. 2-2 here against Hammer to open up the bottom of the third. Hammer gets his sign, rocks and throws the 2-2. Fastball just off the inside corner on 94, and it counts full 3-2. So far, Hammer has given up just one base runner, a walk back in the first. 3-2 pitch. Fastball off the hands, grounded to short, off the glove of Plasencia, and it bounds to his left, stays on the infield. That'll be an E6 on Plasencia. Just ate him up a little bit at the belt, flanged off his glove. And there's a man at first with nobody out for Wilfred Villachavez. Shorebirds have struggled a lot defensively here this week. They committed three errors last night and the night before that. Shorebirds, the second worst defense in the Carolina League, behind only the Columbia Fireflies, who also own the worst record. Shorebirds now 75 errors, fielding percentage at 950. First pitch slider to Chavez is way outside for ball one. Man at first, nobody out. No score between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs. Chavez hitting 158, 439 OPS. The 1-0. Fastball spotted up perfectly in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Chavez last played on the 24th, four nights ago now. Went 1-for-4. The pitch. Fastball sinks down and away, 2-1. Sun's still breaking through the clouds here on Saturday night. Haven't even reached 7 o'clock yet. Wind blowing in from center. It's not all too hot tonight. Just about right. 2-1. Chavez takes. Fastball can't find the outside edge. 3-1. In the infield at double play depth, Ramirez holds on the runner at first. De Leon back of the bag at third. Chavez, big right-handed batter, 6'4", 200. 3-1. Swings and fouls it back. Probably chase ball four there outside. Counts full 3-2. Leon, one of the few guys on the Charleston roster who won't run, hasn't attempted to steal this season. Count full on Chavez, the pitch, and he fouls it back and out of play. 3-2, we stay. So I'd be shocked if Leon takes off on any forthcoming payoff pitch. Nobody out, bottom of the third. Leon at first, scoreless game. Hammer from the belt. Throws over to first, and Leon back into the dive. Hammer picks up a little piece of clay, flings it off the mound. Dan very meticulous about landscaping the mound when he's out there. 3-2 again, and Chavez fouls off another. Two straight full count foul balls, and we've got ourselves a 7-pitch battle. Shorebirds need Hammer to go as deep as he can here tonight. Not in tandem with Ryan Long for the first time this season, which means that the Shorebirds will rely strictly on their bullpen. Once Hammer is done, he hasn't gone more than four innings this season. 3-2, and Chavez fouls back another third straight foul ball, and this at-bat will stretch out to 9. Hammer's gone four innings each of his past three outings. He's been stretched out to 84 pitches. It's just a matter of spreading out those pitches over five or maybe six innings. A couple of relievers haven't seen action this week, so there are some fresh arms. 3-2 again, and Chavez swings and misses. Hammer wins the battle on the ninth pitch. 95 up and out of the zone. Strikes out Chavez, and there's one away here in the third. And now for Hammer, after that kind of adrenaline rush, trying to settle in and maintain focus with the top of the order here, can't lose the momentum. Leon at first, one out, and Shane Sasaki, the batter, the leadoff man, tapped back to the mound his first time up. Scoreless game, bottom three of the pitch. Sasaki swings and misses, hanging slider, strike one. It wouldn't feel that double play depth, but Sasaki, one of, if not the fastest man in the Carolina League, awfully hard to double up. Hammer from the belt, the 0-1. Slider down and away. Sasaki lays off 1-1. Hammer to the belt, light kick, fires home, and Sasaki pops it up. Shallow right, second baseman Valdez goes out, gets called off by the right fielder Bologna, who comes racing in and makes the grab for the second out of the third. Leon retreats to first. So after the leadoff error, Hammer has bounced back with a strikeout and a flyout. And now Carson Williams, the batter. He walked on four pitches his first time up. Hammer didn't want anything to do with it. Williams hitting 309, 969 OPS. Was a first rounder out of Torrey Pines High School last year. Hammer, first base side of the rubber, fires home. And a fastball misses in for ball one. No score, bomb in the third. Charleston still looking for their first hit of the game. Gotten two base runners, a walk and an error. Hammer straightens up, comes set. Down the hill, the 1-0. And Williams pops it up, backing out of play. Counts even at one. Hammer toes the rubber, white cleats with a toe guard on the back foot, standing out prominently on the black on white. 1-1, slider down the middle, and the count's 1-2. Hammer, the same routine every time. Get the ball back, rosin bag at the back of the mound. Descend to the top of the hill. Scrape at the dirt, not once, but twice. Toe the rubber, comes set. And now is 1-2 to Williams. Slider is down and away, 2-2. Hammer talked a lot about this process for him, going through the same routine each and every pitch. Helps him maintain focus, control, keeps him in the zone. 2-2 on Carson Williams. And at first, 2 outs, no score, bottom three. The 2-2. And Williams swings and stings it in the air to deep right field. Bologna going back in front of the warning track, gets under it and makes the catch to retire Williams. For the final out here in the third, Hammer strands the leadoff error aboard and onto the fourth. Still no score here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, still no score between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Charleston River Dogs. Shorebirds coming to bat against Ben Peoples, out for his fourth inning of work here on the evening. He has gone as many as five innings this season. That was just once, back on the 17th against Augusta. Right now he's in relatively good shape. Peoples beginning the fourth at 49 pitches. First pitch to Isaac Bologna is chopped foul at the plate for strike one. Bologna, left-handed batter, cleanup man for the Shorebirds. 4, 5, and 6 due up in the inning. Righty Peoples from the first base side of the rubber turns into his windup, the 0-1. Swung on and dribbled foul up the first base side off the River Dogs dugout. And the count's 0-2. Owen 2 on Bologna. Peoples the rock, here it comes. Fastball is up and in, 1-2. Isaac with a solid game last night, 2-for-5, double, a run driven in. 4-for-16 in the series coming into tonight. 1-2. Bologna swings, just gets a piece of it, trickles it foul to the backstop, and we stay at a ball and two strikes. Peoples with 5 strikeouts through the first 3. Has Bologna on the ropes, 1-2. Here it comes. And Bologna swings and misses. Slider down and in. Can't connect. Bologna down on strikes for the second time tonight. And there's one out here in the fourth. One out, nobody on for Isaac De Leon. Flying out on the first pitch of the second down to center. Isaac was 0-for-3 last night. Right-handed batter. Peoples pitch. Slider snaps onto the outside corner for strike one. De Leon hitting 178, 618 OPS. 2 homers, 15 driven in. Open stance from the right side. Here's the 0-1. Fastball down the middle, and it's 0-2. De Leon, high black socks, offsetting the bright orange of the jersey tonight for the Shorebirds. 0-2. Off the hands, floated into shallow right. On comes the right fielder, Auer. He dives and traps the baseball. Picked it on a hop, and De Leon aboard at first with a single. That could have been disastrous for Auer. If that ball had gotten by him, that would have been easily a triple for De Leon, if not more. That's the second hit of the game for the Shorebirds. Their first hit since the man at the plate, Creed Willems, singled into center back in second. Left-handed batter. No batting gloves, square stance. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a change up, down, and away for strike one. Creed back in the lineup, starting for the first time since back on Tuesday. Had to make an emergency appearance at first base last night, his first pro appearance at first. The pitch. Breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 0-2. But tonight, back in the lineup fully, catching with his right hand finally feeling good enough to play a full nine. In Linfield at double play depth, one out in the fourth, the pitch. Willems takes up and away, and the count's 1-2. Creed has certainly been playing a lot better here over the past 2 weeks. Started out abysmally with the Shorebirds, going 2 for his first 42. 1-2. Willems swings and lines it by the stabber. Ramirez at second and on into right field. Up to second goes De Leon, and Creed Willems with a two-hit game. He's 2-for-2. Takes a slider down and away and serves it into right. And the Shorebirds with men at first and second and one out here in the fourth. But since that dreadful start, Willems is now actually 11-for-30. Getting above .300 over the past 2 weeks. Here's Trenton Craig. Men in first and second, one out. Craig struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch. Craig takes a fastball high for ball one. No score, top of the fourth. Game 5 of the 6-game set. Shorebirds have lost the first 4. Trying to right the ship here on Saturday. 1-0 home. And Craig fouls it back, 1-1. The weird thing for the Shorebirds over this 4-game losing streak for Charleston is there are some pockets of space where you might say, yes, they could be playing a little bit better, but on the whole, It certainly feels like they've been playing just about as well as they can at times. 1-1. Craig takes fastball in the outside corner, 1-2. Just that every single small mistake that the Shorebirds made this or have made this week, Charleston's pounced on. Stalking to relief pitcher Preston Price about that last night. You just can't, or this afternoon, I should say. 1-2. Craig swings and misses. Can't connect on the breaking ball outside. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. 7 strikeouts in the game for Peoples, and there's 2 away. Price said he felt it on the mound last night. Pitched the 7th and 8th. River Dogs tagged him for a couple of runs, and Price was just lamenting how every small little miscue, be it falling behind in the count, leaving a pitch in the zone, they'll make you pay. First pitch to Moises Ramirez. Fastball up. Ramirez tries to check his swing but can't hold up. Strike 1. Men at first and second. 2 outs, top of the 4th. No score between the Charleston River Dogs and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Birds with Moises Ramirez at the plate. 8th man in the order. 2 on, 2 out. Here's the 0-1. Fastball up and away. 1-1. Ramirez flied out to deep right his first time up in the right center gap. De Leon at second, Willems at first. Peoples high set, looks to second, now offers up. And Ramirez belts one deep down the left field line towards the corner, but it hooks foul. Had home run distance, but Ramirez just out in front. Drilled a hanging slider, just couldn't keep it fair. Ball and 2 strikes. 2 on, 2 out. No score, top of the 4th. 1-2 on its way. And Ramirez takes a heater upstairs for ball 2. Ramirez, square stance, slightly closed. Holds his hands high. The 2-2. Fastball is above the letters again. Ramirez showing good patience after chasing that same pitch earlier in the at-bat. Learns his lesson, the count's full. Runners will be off on the pitch. De Leon from second, Willems from first. No score, top of the 4th. 2 outs. Peoples ready. Here's his payoff pitch. Runners go, and Ramirez takes outside ball 4. Peoples walks his 3rd of the game, and the bases are loaded with 2 away for Aronson Plasencia, the 9-hole man. Charleston bullpen now springs into action, and the pitching coach, R.C. Lichtenstein, heads out to the mound. Plasencia grounded to 2nd his first time up, and Lichtenstein, before Peoples can face him, wants to make sure that his bullpen has enough time just in case Plasencia is able to come through here. Plasencia in his first week with the Shorebirds, 3 for his first 12, 3 singles. Hasn't driven in a run either. Plasencia started his year with Aberdeen, went 0 for 10. So those are his first 3 hits, not just of his Shorebirds tenure, but of 2022. 2. So he hits with the bases loaded and 2 outs, top of the 4th. No score for now. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Right on right matchup. Peoples the pitch. And Plasencia takes high for ball 1. Plasencia, square stance, high black socks. Shin guard on the front shin. Holds his hands next to his right ear. The pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, inside corner, 1-1. De Leon at 3rd, Willems at 2nd, Ramirez at 1st. Calling a strike on Plasencia. Peoples readies up, cranks and fires. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Plasencia lays off 2-1. Shorebirds need a big hit here. Got a couple of them last night, but saw Charleston answer every time. Score first here tonight would be a big momentum boost. 2-1. Fastball just off the outside corner. Can't get the call, and the count's 3-1. Placencia can look for one pitch in one spot. Bases juiced, 2 outs, top of the fourth. Scoreless game for now. 3-1 on Placencia, ninth man in the order. Peoples deals home, and Placencia takes. Fastball down the middle, and the count's full for the second straight batter. Runners will be off in the pitch from every base. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases loaded, top of the fourth. Scoreless game, and now Placencia calls time and steps out. And dabs at his eye with his left short, with his left shirt sleeve. Peoples from the stretch gets his sign ready at the shoulders. Runners off from the pitch, the 3-2, and Placencia takes a called strike three. On the outside corner, Placencia doesn't take the bat off his shoulder the entire at-bat. And Peoples strikes him out and strands the bases loaded here in the fourth. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Delmarva nothing and Charleston nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds and River Dogs still scoreless, although the Birds just had best opportunity of the game. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Couldn't push anything across in the top of the frame. Dan Hammer back out on the mound after 3 scoreless thus far. He struck out 3 and he's given up just a walk. 3, 4, and 5, 2 up for Charleston. Willie Vasquez, Mason Auer, and Bobby Seymour. First pitch to Vasquez. Slider down the middle for strike one. Hammer has had every pitch working so far tonight. The fastball, the changeup, and the slider. Vasquez struck out looking his first time up against him. Hammer the rock. Here's the pitch. Fastball this high, 1-1. Wind still gusting in from right center. We saw it knock down a couple of fly balls back in the third for Charleston. It's been blowing in all week. Haven't seen too many homers between the two clubs. The 1-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 1-2, or really I should say, the Shorebirds haven't hit a homer this week, period. Charleston has hit just 3. One and two on Vasquez. Holds the bat straight up. The 1-2. Reaches for it and pops it out of play. First base side. Count remains 1-2. Hammer has been working very efficiently as well. Right now with just 49 pitches through 3-plus innings. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Hammer the windup, here it comes. Fastball just a little bit high off the outside edge. And the count's 2-2. Two and two on Vasquez to begin the fourth. Hammer the leg lifts, the pitch. And it's chopped on the ground to short. Placencia waits back on it, gloves, fires to first just in time to get a hustling Vasquez by half step. And there's one away here in the fourth. Orioles right now playing game two of their doubleheader against Boston. Played game one earlier today at 12 noon. Orioles lost it 5-3. But game two is going the Orioles' way. Roofnet Odor with a homer. And the Orioles have taken the lead. First pitch to Asen Auer is down and away for ball one. It's now 4-0 Orioles actually as well. It's after the Odor homer, Ramon Urias with a two-run single. And the reason we care so much about that, obviously, being an Orioles affiliate, 1-0. Auer swings and pops it out of play, 1-1. But making his first Major League start tonight for the Orioles is one Denji Reyes. Remember Denji from week two of the season against Lynchburg? Made a big deal when he made his Major League debut a couple weeks ago against Detroit. 1-1. Auer, a feeble hack on a fastball inside, and the count's 1-2. But Denji getting the call up as the 27th man on the roster for game two of the doubleheader. He's thrown three scoreless thus far, allowing just two hits. 1-2 on its way to Auer. Fastball fouled back. We stay at 1-2. Auer flying out to right his first time up. Right-handed batter. Just a tick under 300 coming into the game at 299. 837 OPS. Fifth round pick out of San Jacinto last season. Hammers 1-2. Fastball outside. Auer checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says Steve Craze. Sun fully tucked behind the clouds now, as it's a couple of shades darker than you'd like it to be on the field. Lights are still trying to turn on fully. 2-2. Auer swings and hits a high chopper to shorten the hole. Plasencia grabs it on the backhand, throws the first. It's high. Ramirez has to jump off the bag to grab it, and Auer safe. I think he would have beat the throw anyways. So it's an infield single, and that's the first hit of the game for Charleston. Bobby Seymour now strides the plate. Auer at first, one out. Auer 13 for 14 in stolen bases this season. No score, bottom of the fourth. Hammer to the stretch for the first time since back in the third, when Leon reached on an error. First pitch to Seymour, misses up high for ball one. Other scores from around Birdland for you. Norfolk just got underway against Gwinnett, and it is 1-0 Stripers, bottom of the second. 1-0. Auer runs from first, and Seymour flares it down the left field line. Slices foul. And the count's 1-1. Aberdeen and Wilmington tied at 1. That's on the top of the third. And Erie already up 4-1. Or rather, Bowie already up 4-1 on Erie. BayHawks getting homers from Joey Ortiz and Hudson Haskin. Ball and strike on Seymour. He grounded to first his first time up. Hammer from the belt, the pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner, 2-1. Throw over to first. Auer was leaning, but he dives back safely. Still a 2-1 count on Seymour. Middle infield at a modified double play depth for the left-handed batter. Valdez, the second baseman, playing well to the hole on the pull side. Outfield straight away. Seymour, a slightly open stance, hands held right next to his head. Here's the pitch. Auer runs. Seymour swings and misses. The throw to second on the bag, and it's just late. It was a strong throw from Willems. Auer just too good a jump. Willems put it on the bag. But Auer able to swipe his 14th base of the season, and he's in scoring position for Seymour with the count 2-2. Shortstop Plasencia shadows Auer at second now. De Leon off the line at third. Valdez still plays in the hole at second. The pitch. And Seymour fouls it back. Stay at 2-2. Possibility that Seymour and Hammer crossed paths around the ACC. Seymour, a 13th round pick out of Wake Forest last year. Hammer himself drafted in the 13th round out of Pitt back in 2019. So 3 years apart. Small chance for overlap. 2-2 again. And Seymour spoils another. Hits straight off the top of the roof and straight back down. Ricochets down into the seats. Count stays at 2-2. Hour at second, one out, bottom of the fourth. Scoreless game. 2-2 again. And Seymour takes inside. And he's worked it full. Hammer gets his sign, ready the belt. Hour stretches his lead from second to pitch, and Seymour flies it in the air to shallow left. Left fielder Craig coming in, settles under it, makes the catch. Hour not going anywhere from second, and there's two away here in the fourth. The base hit for Hour feels like one of those small miscues that Charleston loves to pounce on. And calling it a miscue is steep. But I mean it from the sense of Placencia, a tough play for him at short, unable to make it. You'd work for him to be able to field that high chopper and get Hour at first. The fact that he didn't, you say, okay, 50-50 ball goes Charleston's way. But it seems like every time you give Charleston a 50-50 coin flip, it always comes up River Dogs. So Hammer trying to keep the concentration and avoid letting Charleston capitalize on the infield single. O'Neill on his way to the batter, 2 outs, man at second. No score on the fourth. The pitch. Slider chopped on the ground, foul down the third base line. Strike one. Monsueta grounded to short his first time up. He's driven in 14 on the season. Six doubles, four triples, two homers. Right-handed batter, square stance, outfield straight away, infield straight up. Wind still blowing in from right center. Hammer's pitch, and Monsueta swings and misses out ahead of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Hammer to the rosin bag, tosses it back down. Toes the rubber on the first base side, looks in for a sign. Gets it, comes set. 0-2 on its way. And Monsueta takes a called strike three. Fastball spotted up on the outside corner. Hammer freezes Monsueta and strands Hour out at second to end the fourth. On to the fifth. Still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and River Dogs here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats.
Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, still searching for a first run in the game. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the River Dogs nothing. Luis Valdez strikes the plate to lead it off for the Shorebirds against a new arm on the mound for Charleston. That is Johnny Cuevas. First pitch to Luis Valdez is fouled back for strike one. Cuevas, 6'2", 200 pounds, out of California. Didn't play last year due to injury. Is 0-1 to Valdez. Is swung on and missed for strike two. Ben Peoples done after four innings on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Peoples goes four shutout frames, allows three hits, three walks, and strikes out eight. 0-2. Valdez takes up and away, and the count's 1-2. Valdez switch hitter batting left. He's 0-1 with a walk and a stolen base. Cuevas, third base side of the rubber. Wind up the pitch. It's down in the dirt, and the count's even at two. Cuevas, high navy blue socks. Rocks and deals. Valdez takes fastball just a little high. Catcher Leon held it for a while, couldn't get the call. And the count's full to open up the fifth. Payoff pitch. Valdez takes low, ball four. Valdez leads off the fifth with a free pass, his second of the game. And Luis turning into your archetypal leadoff man here this week. He's drawn six walks in the series. Now Elio Prado. Prado 0-2 has struck out and flied to center. Cuevas making just his second out of the season. Went three innings his first time up, allowed a run on a hit. One walk, two strikeouts. Set at the belt, first offering, and Prado swings and hits it in the air to deep right field, chasing Auer back in front of the warning track. He finally settles up and makes the catch for the first out here in the fifth. Prado chases Auer back a good ways, but stays in the yard. Valdez returns the first, and there's one out here in the fifth. Cuevas, a 12th round pick out of the College of Southern Nevada. Might have heard of that place before. That was where Bryce Harper spent his one JUCO year. Cuevas, 6'3", 200. Hands together with the belt. Michael Desson, the batter, and a throw over to first. Valdez back in with the dive. Harper graduated from high school early so that he could enroll at the College of Southern Nevada. Played his age 17 season there before getting drafted first overall by the Nationals back in 2010. The pitch. Desson takes. Fastball in the outside corner. 0-1. Desson 0-1. He walked back in first, struck out in the third. Scoreless game, top of the fifth. Valdez at first, yearning to run. Cuevas set the pitch. And Desson a number back to the mound. Cuevas fields, throws to second for one, relay to first. That's a double play. 1-4-3. And just like that, the fifth inning is over. We're halfway home on to the bottom of the fifth. Still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and River Dogs here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maddie Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book.
Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and River Dogs. Very well pitched to this point by both sides. Dan Hammer out for his fifth inning of work. Through the first four, has given up just one hit, one walk, and struck out four. 7-8-9 to up for the River Dogs here in the fifth. Abiezel Ramirez leads it off. Struck out swinging his first time up. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Hammer, full windup with nobody on his first pitch. Ramirez shows bunt and bunts it foul. Straight to the Shorebirds dugout, third base side. Strike one. Hammer has kept Charleston off balance all game long. A couple of swings and misses. The four Ks, helpful. But a lot of weak contact. 0-1. Change up line to short and over the jump of Plasencia and on into left center. Prado over to grab it, throws it back in. One of the first hard hit balls of the game off of Hammer there. Line shot out into left center. That's a leadoff single here in the fifth. Good piece of hitting by Ramirez. That was a changeup on the outside corner, and he just went with it. Thomas Girard now throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Hammer into uncharted waters here this season. First time he's worked into the fifth. First pitch now to Luis Leon is belted deep down the right field line towards the corner. It's gone. These uncharted waters looking like the Bermuda Triangle to Dan Hammer. His first time in the fifth this season. A single to Ramirez, a two-run homer to Luis Leon. And Charleston strikes first. It's 2-0 River Dogs here in the fifth. That happened in a blink of an eye. Four pitches into the inning. And Leon, a two-run homer, continues his great week. His third homer of the season, RBIs 15 and 16. He's now driven in six in the series. Here's Fredville Chavez, nine-hole hitter. First pitch slider is down and away to him for ball one. Hammer now at 73 pitches on the night. Season high. Came a couple outings ago against Salem. That was 84. 1-0 to Chavez. Takes a breaking ball high again for ball two. Chavez struck out swinging his first time up. Throwing out in the bullpen will start to get loose a bit more quickly. 2-0 to Chavez. Fastball, can't get the call just off the outside corner. It's 3-0. That now makes six homers that Hammer has allowed in the season. That's six homers in just shy of 30 innings. 3-0. Chavez takes high for ball four, and Hammer walks him. 9-0 hitter draws the free pass. The lineup flips the top, and Shane Suzuki. But of the 18 hits Hammer has allowed in the season, six have been homers. Pitching coach Joe Hallmacher makes his way out to the mound, and he'll chat with Hammer now and try to restore some order here in the fifth. Single, two-run homer, and a walk. A start that had been so picture-perfect for Hammer. Just one bad pitch to Leon. Just like that, the Birds trail it 2-0. It's the hard thing with the way the Shorebirds offense has operated virtually the entire season. It's that as a pitching staff, the Shorebirds have to contain opposition to four runs or fewer. Otherwise, it can feel like an insurmountable deficit. That's really what happened last week against Fredericksburg. Pitching staff did such a good job, held the Fred Nats to under four runs basically every game. Gave the offense a chance to win it. Racked up a couple of one and two run wins. Now trail at 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Chavez at first and Shane Sasaki the batter. Top of the order. Sasaki 0-2. First pitch from Hammer. Sasaki shows bunt, drops it out in front of the plate. Willems out of his crouch, grabs it with a bare hand, throws to first, not in time. It looked like Steve Craze was about to call him out, but he changed his mind and called Sasaki safe. And that's the final pitch of the game for Dan Hammer. A bunt single for Shane Sasaki. Four straight reach to open up the fifth for Charleston. And the River Dogs have opened up a 2-0 lead and forced the Birds to the bullpen. Thomas Girard will come on. We'll take a break and be back with a new arm on the mound. It's Charleston 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Back here at Riley Park, we're still in the bottom of the fifth. Thomas Girard is now on out of the bullpen on this TechNet call to the pen. He replaces Dan Hammer, and while the line might not be perfect in the end, Dan, my humble opinion, probably pitched his best game of the season. Right now on the hook for two runs over four innings, four hits, two walks, four strikeouts. And he leaves with two men aboard, his responsibility. Girard replaces him, faces Carson Williams. His first pitch is found to the backstop for strike one. So Girard will try to strand these two runners on. Nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Thomas pitched earlier this week back on Tuesday. Went 2 2/3, gave up a run, three hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. The 0-1, Williams a half-hearted swing on a slider in the dirt, and it's 0-2. Girard, 5'11", 195, making his 14th appearance in the season. He's 1-0 with a 2.33 ERA. Chavez at second, Sasaki at first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Williams lays off, it's 1-2. Williams 0-1 in the game. First round pick last year by the Rays. He's driven in 21 in the season. Right-handed batter. Girard set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Slider falls off the table. Can't get Williams to follow after, though. And the count's 2-2. Two on, nobody out, bottom five. It's 2-0 Charleston. The 2-2. Williams swings and bounces it foul into the Birds' dugout, third base side. Girard peers in for the sign. Straightens up, comes set. 2-2 again. And Williams takes a change up, down, and in. Counts full. Girard, 19 in the third innings, has struck out 20, walked 13. 16 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned. Opponents batting .229 against him. Girard has inherited a ton of runners this season. Inherited runners 21 and 22 here. He's stranded 12 of them thus far. 3-2 pitch. And Williams unloads one. Way deep to left and out of here. A titanic blast for Carson Williams out to left. A three-run shot, his fifth of the season. And Charleston opens it up. It's 5-0 here in the fifth. My goodness, that baseball was ripped apart at the seams by Carson Williams. A three-run shot that closes the book on Dan Hammer. First pitch from Girard to Willie Vasquez is in for a strike. Hammer gives up 4 runs, all earned, 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. 0-1 to Vasquez. Slider cut on and missed, down low. Counts 0-2. A bat flip to boot for Williams as he leaned into that one. 0-2. Bouncer back to the mound. Girard, a little kick save, knocks it down, picks it up, and lobs it over Ramirez's head. It goes to the sidewall, and Vasquez into second on the error. And the Shorebirds falling apart here in the fifth. Still nobody out. Girard played the ball perfectly. Flicked up his foot behind him to knock the grounder down. Retrieved the baseball, took his time, walked over to first and tried to overhand it to Ramirez and just lobbed it straight over his head. So a man at second, still nobody out. Here's Mason Auer, the pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Hour 1-for-2, singled his last time up, was the first hit of the game for Charleston. The pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 0-2. And really, this goes back to the 4-pitch walk to Fredville Chavez, the 9-hole batter. Charleston is making the Shorebirds pay for 0-2. Hour hits a high topper to third. De Leon fields in line with the back, throws to first, low, picked out by Ramirez. And on the tail end of the play, Vasquez takes third. Ramirez unwilling to uncork a throw. So Vasquez advances to third on the ground down. There's one out here in the fifth. Man at third, one out, and Bobby Seymour now the batter. Seymour 0-for-2. It's grounded out to first and flied out to center. Infield comes in. 5-0 River Dogs, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Breaking ball misses up high for ball one. Girard, 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. One out. Swing and a miss. Curveball down. Seymour swings through it, 1-1. Vasquez at third, one out, bottom of the fifth. It's now 5-0 Charleston. 2-run homer for Luis Leon. Carson Williams with a 3-run tank as well. 1-1. And Seymour blasts one. Deep straightaway center. Prado going back, looks up. It's off the base of the wall. Vasquez comes in to score. Seymour into second with an RBI double. And it's 6-0 Charleston here on the bottom of the fifth. All week long, it's been the big inning. And the Shorebirds have been unable to avoid against Charleston. Every micro mistake the Birds make, Charleston pounces on. And they found one small miscue here in the fifth, and they have torn this game open. First pitch to O'Neill Monsueta. It's a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. Monsueta, the ninth man to hit here in the inning. It's 6-0 Charleston. Girard set the belt. Here's the pitch. And Monsueta takes a curveball up and in, 1-1. Monsueta 0-2, right-handed batter. Sun finally peeking through the clouds, creating some weird shadows. The 1-1, curveball in the dirt, great block by Willems, and the count's 2-1. Right now, the mound in sunshine, but home plate covered in shadows. But as far as the infield go, the mound's really the only bit that's in the sun. That and third base. Second base, shortstop, and first, all in shadows. So De Leon at third without sunglasses has his glove up, shielding his eyes from the sun. 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Breaking ball falls off the table down low. And the count's 2-2. One out, a man at second. It's 6-0 Charleston here in the fifth. The pitch. Breaking ball misses high. And the count's full. Payoff pitch. Monsueta lines it into left center field. That's in for a base hit. Seymour rounds third. He'll come in to score. Craig fields the ball in the gap, throws it back into second, and it's 7-0 River Dogs in the fifth. Brings up Abiazel Ramirez, who singled earlier in the frame. Pitching coach Joe Hamacher goes out to the mound. Alejandro Mendez gets up. He'll start loosening out in the Birds bullpen. 7 runs, 6 hits here in the fifth. What had been a scoreless game coming into the fifth, Charleston has blown it open. Now 7-0. And this feels like one of those cases for Girard, who was seen by the River Dogs on Tuesday and pitched well against them. But with Charleston getting to see him twice in the series, this is a River Dogs team that fooled me once, shame on you, fooled me twice, shame on me. And Charleston isn't getting fooled this time. They have learned their lesson and are teeing off on Girard. Man at first, one out. Ramirez, left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball is down and in for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. A little bit to the pull side, though, for the left-handed batter. Girard from the belt. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball two. It looks like the talk on the mound may have resolved for Girard to throw a few more fastballs. Yeah. 2-0 pitch. Change up in the dirt. Willems blocks it to his right and up to second. Goes O'Neill Monsueta on the wild pitch. So 3-0 on Ramirez. Monsueta out at second, takes his lead. Ramirez in open stance, the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball four, and Monsueta, or rather Ramirez, walks on four pitches. I'm not sure how much longer Mendez needs out in the bullpen. Hamacher talks into the walkie-talkie to see if Mendez is ready. Luis Leon, now the batter. He got the fun starter for Charleston earlier in the inning with a two-run homer. Broke a scoreless game. Since then, Charleston's added five more. First pitch, change up in the dirt for ball one. One and out on Leon. The pitch, curveball splits the middle, one and one. 7-0 Charleston. Leon, a two-run homer. Carson Williams, a three-run shot. RBI double Bobby Seymour. O'Neill Manzueta, an RBI single. All in the fifth, the 1-1. Fastball is a little low for ball two. And at first and second, one out for Leon. Two, one. Leon takes a changeup outside. It's 3-1. In the infield on a modified double play depth of the pole side. Shortstop Placencia up the middle of the pitch. And it's high, ball four. Girard misses with the off-speed pitch. And that's the final pitch that he's going to throw in the game. Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the dugout for the Shorebirds. He points the bullpen. Girard records one out. And Alejandro Mendez is coming in out of the bullpen. We've got another Technet call of the bullpen. Still here in the fifth. Shorebirds trail 7-0. Be back after a break here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
Still in the fifth, it's 7-0 Charleston. One out, bases loaded. Another Technet called the bullpen in the second of the inning for the Shorebirds. Alejandro Mendez replaces Thomas Girard, who records one out. Right now has given up three runs on three hits, two walks, no strikeouts. One of those runs was unearned on Girard's own error. But he leaves with bases loaded, and those runs, or those runners, will be in the care of Alejandro Mendez. Mendez making his eighth appearance of the season. No record, in 8-10 ERA. 10 innings, has struck out 13, walked 15. 8 hits, 9 runs all earned. 21 years old, 6'5", 254. First appearance of the series for Mendez. His first outing actually in 8 days. Last pitched last Friday night. Through a scoreless inning, second straight hold for him against Fredericksburg. So the base is loaded for Fredville Chavez. It's already 7-0 River Dogs here in the bottom of the fifth. They've scored all 7 runs here in the inning. Chavez, right-handed batter against Mendez, the ready on the mound. From the third base side of the rubber, his pitch, fastball down and in. It goes to the backstop, and Charleston adds on another. Manzueta comes home to score from third, and it's 8-0 River Dogs. Ramirez goes to third, Leon up to second. Shorebirds have given up their fair share of big innings on the season. This is the seventh time they've allowed more than 5 runs in any one frame. If I'd wager, this might be the most painful of them all. 1-0. Chavez swings and fouls it back out of play, 1-1. Shorebirds were in this game. Dan Hammer was throwing really well. Left the game. It was 2-0. A swing later, it was 5-0. 0-1. Chavez fouls another, backing out of play, 1-2. And to see a four-game losing streak potentially stretch out to 5 in this kind of manner can really just be back-breaking, soul-breaking. 1-2. Chavez takes up and in. A fastball forces him to bend back out of the way. He drops his bat as Mendez brushes him back with 97. Can be very demoralizing to see your best effort the Shorebirds have put in today get returned in kind by a 7-run fifth by Charleston. 2-2. Chavez takes a fastball down and away, and the count's full. Shorebirds did almost everything right through this fifth inning, and still Charleston explodes for 8. 3-2 on Chavez, men at second and third, one out. Still in the fifth. The 3-2. Chavez swings and misses. Chases a fastball up and out of the zone. Mendez sits him down, and there's two outs here in the fifth. And Shane Sasaki comes to the plate for the second time in the inning. Thirteenth man to bat here in the inning. Sasaki singled, bunt base hit in the fifth. And it's second and third, 2 outs, the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, the 0-1. Sasaki swings and tops it foul down the third base side. It's 0-2. Two on Sasaki. Mendez's pitch. Fastball up and in. Shaves a little close to Sasaki's head. 1-2. Then it's second and third, 2 outs in the fifth. The 1-2. Sasaki swings and drills it off his foot in the box, and he is down in a heap. Second time this week he's fouled a ball off his front foot. And unbelievably, he's still not wearing a shin guard. Trainer comes out to greet him immediately as Sasaki down in a crouch on the first base side. And hopefully, after Sasaki did this earlier back, I believe it was Tuesday, just the same thing this time, big stinger, and he'll be able to stay in the game. As he gets up and very gingerly walks it out. Ruben Santiago, the trainer, talking with him, third base coach and manager Blake Butera, also trying to figure out what will happen here. Sasaki still bending out that left leg. Puts his helmet back on. Grabs his bat, and I think he'll try to stay in the game. But considering his feet are his moneymakers, I am shocked Sasaki hasn't decided to put on a shin guard even prior to this week. So back to the action, 2 outs, Sasaki at the plate. And in second and third, it's 8-0 Charleston, bottom of the fifth, a 1-2 count. Mendez trying to get the final out here in what has been a brutal fifth. The 1-2, Sasaki takes a fastball low in the dirt, 2-2. 2-2. Sasaki takes outside, and the count's full, 3-2. On deck, Carson Williams, who had the huge exclamation point of the inning. A three-run homer out to left that I'm not sure has even landed yet. Three-two pitch. Sasaki takes up and away, ball four. Bendez walks him, and the bases are loaded again, this time for Carson Williams. And if the inning weren't ugly enough already, Williams, who hit a mammoth three-run homer back in the earlier here in the fifth, bats again. Bases loaded, two outs. 8-0 Charleston, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. 8 runs on 6 hits here in the fifth for the River Dogs to blow this game open. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Williams from the right side. Mendez, the righty, deals home. And Williams takes up and in, 1-1. Ramirez at third, Leon at second, Sasaki at first. Mendez deals home, and Williams fouls it out of play right field side, 1-2. One-two pitch. Williams takes high, counts even at 2. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Slider called strike 3. Outside corner at the knees. And the fifth inning mercifully comes to an end. Charleston scores 8 times on 6 hits. They leave the bases loaded onto the sixth. It's now the River Dogs 8 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh,
I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Shorebirds suddenly find themselves in a very deep and expansive hole. Start of the sixth, Shorebirds now trailing the River Dogs 8-0. Charleston with 8 in the bottom of the fifth. What had been a scoreless game is suddenly scoreless no more. Isaac Baloney leads it off here in the sixth. First pitch from Johnny Cuevas. This is up and away for ball one. 4-5 and 6 for the Birds. Baloney, De Leon, and Willems. Baloney has struck out twice tonight. The 1-0. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Cuevas pitched a scoreless fifth, faced the minimum, got a double play. 2-0. Fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. Cuevas, the windup, the righty throws home, and Bologna takes up and away for ball three. Cuevas starts on the third base side of the rubber, shifts into the middle of the pitch. Bologna chops it foul up the first base side, and the count's full, 3-2. Leading off the top of the sixth, Shorebirds down 8-0 now. Staring a five-game losing streak in the face, and potentially a must-win situation tomorrow to avoid a sweep. 3-2. Bologna fouls off another, up and out of play, third base side, and the count remains full. Again. Bologna takes up and away, ball four. Leadoff walk here in the sixth, just like how the Shorebirds started the fifth. And I think the real demoralizing thing from this week in Charleston is there are some moments where you'd like to say maybe the Shorebirds could play better, a hit here, a better pitch there. But for the most part, Shorebirds have played their game. Just about as well as they can play. First pitch to Isaac De Leon. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. And against a team like Charleston, it's very demoralizing to see that that's just not enough. Cuevas holds now the 0-1. Slider misses down and away for ball one. And to see it be inferior on multiple nights in a row by wide margins, it'd be painful. 1-1. De Leon fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. And that's not to say that the Shorebirds will play at this level the entire year. Hopefully they'll grow and continue to play better and learn from the mistakes. And for a young team going up against one of the best in the minors here this week early in the season. 1-2. De Leon takes in the dirt and the count's even at 2. It's a result that you would have expected. That doesn't mean going through it is any less painful. Bologna at first, nobody out, top of the sixth. The 2-2. De Leon ropes it through the hole left side and on into left field to base it. Bologna up to second, and De Leon with his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-3. And the first two are on to begin the sixth for the Shorebirds. Talking with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. on the way back to the hotel after Tuesday night. Huge fight that the Shorebirds put up that game, trailing by 8 to end up losing by 1. And I could tell he meant it with true authenticity in his voice. First pitch to Creed Willems. Out in front of the changeup, he swings and misses for strike 1. Creed 2-for-2 tonight. This really came from the heart for Felipe. He said he was very proud of this team and what they did back on Tuesday. 0-1. Willems again out in front of the changeup. This time just nicks it foul. It's 0-2. And Felipe said, I would have been proud of them if they lost 10-2 or had come all the way back to win it. They constantly gave it their all, and that is one thing I will constantly commend both the staff and the Shorebirds players for this week, is there hasn't been one moment of passivity. Kept themselves in every game. 0-2. Willems swings and pops it up to shallow left. Left fielder Monsueta comes in. He's calling for it. And he makes the catch. Tires Willems for the first time tonight. Runners stay at first and second. One out here in the sixth. Shorebirds down 8-0. Brings up Trenton Craig. He's 0-for-2. Two strikeouts. And at first and second, one out. Top of the sixth. Right-handed batter against the righty Cuevas. The pitch. Craig checks his swing, but the fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. The fight that the Shorebirds team has shown all season long. The even through some of the tough losses and rough stretches, it's been commendable. 0-1. Craig smacks it in the air to deep right field. Auer going back, looking up at the wall. It's gone! A three-run homer the other way for Trenton Craig. Here in the sixth, the Shorebirds have cut it to a five-run game. It's Charleston 8 and Delmarva 3. Just a line shot out over the wall and right. Craig's first homer with the Shorebirds. And Delmarva with a big answer right away after the 8-run fifth. Just the second 3-run homer of the season for the Shorebirds. And there's the fight. Don't let up. 5-run game here in the sixth. Now Moises Ramirez takes the first pitch breaking ball down and away for ball one. Hey, don't throw it. 1-0. Ramirez fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Big RBI week here for Trenton Craig. He's now got 6 in the series. Ramirez 0-1, right-handed batter. Cuevas the righty, into the wind, the pitch. And breaking balls chopped foul at the plate. It's 1-2. Ramirez fouls it back, got a fastball hard to the plate, but couldn't connect. Count stays at 1-2. The pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed down in the dirt. Ramirez can't connect. Cuevas with his first strikeout out of the pen. And there's two outs here in the sixth. It's Charleston 8, Delmarva 3. Shorebirds trying to avoid their fifth straight loss. It was looking much bleaker 3 minutes ago before Trenton Craig's 3-run homer. And now it's a 5-run deficit. Aaronson Placencia the batter, ninth man in the order. Cuevas the windup in his first pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Yeah, 1-0 offering. Placencia fouls it out of play, right field side, 1-1. Placencia struck out looking his last time up. It was a big at-bat early in the game, still scoreless, top of the fourth. Bases loaded, two outs. Placencia couldn't come through, 1-1. Slow breaking ball misses high at 74, it's 2-1. Two-one to the plate. Placencia ropes it on the ground to short on the backhand. Williams fields in the hole. Jump throw to first. Not in time. First baseman Chavez couldn't pick it. And Placencia safely aboard at first on the hit. Infield single. Now the sixth hit of the game for the Shorebirds. And the lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. And the Shorebirds suddenly just a hit away from firmly putting themselves back in this game. Valdez switch hitter bats left. First offering. He swings and taps it back to the mound. Gloved by Cuevas on the bump underhand. Flip to first. Retires Valdez and ends the sixth. But a 3-run homer for Trenton Craig. Shorebirds get on the board. Cut it to a 5-run game. To the bottom of the sixth, it's Charleston 8, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds have cut it to a five-run deficit. It's the River Dogs 8 and the Shorebirds 3. Trenton Craig, a three-run homer, is first. The Shorebirds in the top of the sixth. Coming up to bat for the River Dogs is Willie Vasquez. Mendez, the big righty on the mound, back out for the sixth inning. Fires a first pitch slider down the middle for strike one. Mendez stranded the bases loaded in the fifth to stop the bleeding. Vasquez, right-handed batter, the 0-1, swing and a miss, slider down and away, and it's 0-2. Shorebirds, five-run hole right now. Mendez trying to keep it, just a five-run game, the 0-2. Vasquez swings and misses. Slider gets away to Willems' right, but Vasquez doesn't even make an attempt towards first, and Willems able to throw him out easily for the first out here in the sixth, completing the strikeout. That's now three punch-outs for Alejandro Mendez. Don't know if anybody's been following the developing story up at the major league level between Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham. A slap heard around the world. Before yesterday's game between the Giants and Reds, Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson were chatting together in the outfield during batting practice. Here's Mason Auer, right-handed batter, first pitch. Sliders down the middle for strike one. And out of nowhere, Tommy Pham uncorked a Will Smith-style slap on Jock Peterson. Nobody knew what was going on. Eventually, after the dust settled, the 0-1 smacked in the air, deep right center field. Prado's got a read on it, though. The center fielder flags it down in the right center gap, and there's two away here in the sixth. Shorebirds still down 8-3. And when they finally talked to both Pham and Peterson to get their sides of the story, I'm not kidding you, Peterson and Pham both corroborated the fact that the slap was incurred from a fantasy football fight. Apparently, Pham and Peterson were in the same league, high stakes, a lot of money. Things went south. Peterson and Pham said some things to each other. First pitch to Bobby Seymour. Fastball is down and away for ball one. And it culminated in this slap. Well, we finally got some more info on what exactly happened and why Pham was so mad at Peterson. 1-0. Seymour swings and misses 1-1. Evidently, in the group chat for the league, Peterson sent a GIF of three weightlifters with Giants, Dodgers, and Padres logos superimposed on them, with the Padres guy collapsed under the weight of his dumbbell. The pitch. Seymour swings and skies it down the left field line towards the corner. Left fielder Craig over towards the line. He has just enough room to make the catch in fair territory and end the sixth. Anyways, Pham took a little bit too harshly to Peterson's joke, took it personally. 6 months later, ends up slapping him. That'll do it here for the sixth. On to the seventh. Shorebirds trail 8-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds trailing the Charleston River Dogs 8-3. Sam Jelinek here with you here on Saturday night from Riley Park. Johnny Cuevas back to work. His first pitch to Elio Prado misses up high for ball one. Defensive change for the River Dogs. Edwin Barragan has taken over at third base for Willie Vasquez. Methinks it is related to the fact that Vasquez didn't run out. 1-0. Prado takes a breaking ball in the inside corner, 1-1. Didn't run out. A drop third strike where he should have reached pretty easily. And it's not even that Vasquez didn't run it out. 1-1. Prado tries to check his swing, but went around on a slider outside, 1-2. He didn't even move from the batter's box. He just walked right back to the dugout. And he should have had first base, so Blake Butera taking exception to that. The manager yanks him from the game. 1-2. Prado lines it out into right center field. Mason Auer over into the gap, and the right fielder makes the catch. Good read off the bat. And Prado, despite hitting it hard, falls to 0-4. Brings up Michael Deson, 2-3-4 here in the order for the Birds. Deson 0-2. Bounced into a double play his last time up. Right-handed batter. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds down 8-3, top of the seventh. The pitch. Cuevas misses up and away for ball one. It's one thing you really have to commend Charleston for. 1-0. Deson, a hard grounder right back up the middle. Diving stop by the second baseman, Ramirez. But all he can do is knock it down. When he went for the transfer on the throw, he lost the handle. And Deson, an infield single. But the River Dogs, no matter the score, basically every single one of their players is expected to play hard. And for the most part, they do, aside from that last Vasquez gap. There's Isaac Bologna, cleanup man, batting from the left side. The first pitch, it's a changeup low for ball one. Charleston, 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. 1-0. Bologna takes, fastball outside corner, letter high. It's 1-1. Bologna takes, changeup down and away. And the count's 2-1. Basket, or rather, Cuevas from the belt, the 2-1. Heater misses up and away, 3-1. And Bologna walked off of Cuevas last inning. And Winfield at double play, depth man at first, 1 out. Shorebirds trailing 8-3, but 1 hit away from really getting back into this game. 3-1. Bologna takes. It's outside ball four. And there's 2 on with 1 out for Isaac De Leon. De Leon 2-for-3 in the game. Singled off of Cuevas last inning. And Charleston bullpen starting to get a little hot here. They have a righty currently throwing. De Leon's been playing well here over the past 2 weeks. Couple of multi-hit games, 2 this week. Right-handed batter. Man at first and second, 1 out. The pitch to De Leon. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Flags completely still out in center, no wind. Inside move to second, chases DeSohn back to the bag. In the infield at double play depth, 2-1, 1-out, top 7. Shorebirds down 8-3. Here's the pitch. De Leon reaches for it and pops it on the left side of the diamond. Shortstop Williams under it, and he puts it away. Infield fly rule also called. And there's 2 outs here in the 7. That brings up Creed Willems. Creed 2-for-3, 2 singles. Continuing to play well since finally getting his vision corrected with glasses. Then in first and second, 2 outs. Shorebirds down 8-3 here in the 7th. A big hit away from potentially starting a comeback bid. First pitch. Willems takes in the dirt for ball one. Creed doesn't have an extra base hit yet this week. The homer for Craig was actually the first home run for the Shorebirds in the series as well. Another 3-run shot wouldn't hurt. 1-0. Willems swings and hits it high in the air to center, chasing Suzuki back. He settles up in front of the warning track and puts it away as the yard contains Willems, flies out to center to end the 7th. On to the bottom of the 7th, time to stretch. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 8-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the 7th. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 8-3 here from Riley Park. O'Neill Monsueta leads it off for Charleston. Right now it's been the tale of just 2 runs scoring innings in this one. 8 runs in the 5th for Charleston, 3 in the 6th for the Shorebirds, and that's been it. Alejandro Mendez, who fired a 1-2-3 6th, comes back out for the 7th. First pitch to Monsueta. Slider wraps around the inside corner for ball one. Monsueta 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Mendez from the stretch with nobody on. The righty from the belt. His pitch, breaking ball, same spot. Misses for ball two. Some big news in the Carolina League, as for the first time in over 2 weeks, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have lost. 2-0. Fastball dribbled over to third. De Leon comes in. Fields throws on the run and retires Monsueta for the first out here in the 7th. 5-3 on the putout. Augusta with a 5-3 win over Myrtle Beach. Geraldo Quintero with a home run for the Green Jackets. So Charleston, if they hold on, will gain a game for the first time in a while. Columbia and Lynchburg tied at two. That's in the bottom of the seventh or bottom of the eighth from Lynchburg. One out, nobody on. And here comes Abiazel Ramirez. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Salem and Fredericksburg playing a doubleheader. Fred Nats walked it off in game one, 7-6. First pitch. Fastball is down and in for ball one. Game-winning hit from Andre Arias. Sammy Infante with his league-leading 10th homer of the season. Game two. Right now, Fred Nats lead it 1-0 in the top of the third. Down east in Fayetteville, 1-0. Slider just a little bit low for ball two. Down east defeats Fayetteville 4-3 already. Down east with another win over the Woodpeckers, now at 20-24 on the season. Carolina and Kannapolis playing a twin bill as well, 2-0. Fastball misses inside for ball three. Kannapolis takes game one, 7-4. And right now in the bottom of the seventh of game two, it's Kannapolis 3 and Carolina 2. 3-0 on Abiazel Ramirez. One out, bottom seven. Pitch. Fastball, can't get the call. Somewhere just off the outside corner. Looked pretty close. And the counts, or rather, that's ball four. That was like the counts reset. Ramirez walks, and that brings up Luis Leon. Leon has reached base every time up tonight. An error, a two-run homer, and a walk. He's 1-for-2. Switch hitter bats from the left side, eighth man in the order. Modified double play depth to the pull side for the left-handed batter. First pitch. Fastball finally gets the call on the inside corner at 94 for strike one. It's 8-3 Charleston, bottom of the seventh. Sun finally starting to set as we approach 8:30 here from Charleston. Barely a cloud up in the sky. 0-1. Fastball misses away, 1-1. Had some rain right before the game. The tarp was pulled, but even though we had overcast skies at the start of tonight, since dissipated, and it's turned into a beautiful evening. Right now, no wind from center either. 1-1, runner goes, and Leon fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. One and two on Leon. Shorebirds riding Mendez here. Got the final 2 outs of the fifth. Score of the sixth. Now on for the seventh. 1-2. Runner goes again. Pitch misses outside. The throw from Willems to second on a hop. Not in time. Ramirez with the stolen base. Fifth steal of the season for Ramirez, and he's in scoring position with the count at 2 on Leon. Mendez ready at the belt. High leg kick the pitch. Fastball sinks down and away, and the count's full. Three-two pitch. Ramirez takes off for third and the fastball thrown to the backstop. Leon hits the deck. Willems retrieves the wild pitch. Ramirez steals third. And there's men in the corners with one out. And Ramirez might be starting to tire a little here. 38 pitches. Mendez has not worked very long into games this season. His longest outing was 2 innings. He's done that 3 times. Right now he's at 2 innings even. And Joe Hallmacher out to the mound to chat with Mendez, the pitching coach. And Joel Benitez will start throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. So it appears that Mendez might be reaching the end of his time out in the mound. Shorebirds having to dip pretty deep into their bullpen. Mendez already the second man out of the pen. Benitez will be number three. And if Mendez gets out of the seventh, I can't imagine he'd come back out for the eighth. Benitez hasn't pitched yet here on the road trip. Last time we saw him was Saturday night at home against Fredericksburg. It's 8-3 Charleston, last of the seventh. Men at first and third, one out. Shorebirds trying to keep this one close within striking distance. 8-run fifth for Charleston right now. The difference, 2-run homer for Luis Leon. Carson Williams, a 3-run homer as well. Titanic shot. First pitch. Redville Chavez pops it up down the third base line, and I'll get back into the seats. Strike one. Chavez, ninth man in the order. And in the corner is one out. Chavez 0 for 2, walked in the fifth and scored. And Winfield at double play depth. Really use a twin killing here. 0-1. Slider fouled back and out of play. Counts 0-2. Mendez has been so good here in this game. When he's been ahead in the count, really allows his slider to play up. Hitters can't sit on the fastball. 0-2. Chavez ropes one down the left field line. Foul. As he hooks it into the seats. Count stays at 0-2. Chavez opens stance from the right side. Big right-handed slugger, the pitch. Slider chopped, just foul down the third baseline. Goes into the Birds' bullpen. And we stay at 0-2. Update from Game 2 of the Orioles doubleheader with Boston. It's now 4-1 Orioles. Denji Reyes goes 3 2/3, allows a run on 4 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. So does not qualify for his first win, but pitches well enough to keep the Birds in the game. 0-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him with a splitter. First we've seen from Mendez tonight. Strikes out Chavez, his fourth punch out of the bullpen. That's the most he's racked up in a game this season. And the lineup flips the top in Shane Sasaki. Men at the corners, two outs. Charleston leads Delmarva 8-3. Bottom of the seventh. Sasaki, right-handed batter, 1-for-3 with a single in the fifth. The pitch, breaking ball just outside for ball one. Sasaki pops it in the air down the right field line towards the Charleston bullpen, slices out a play. 1-1. Sasaki, twitchy from the right side of the plate. Mendez's pitch. He swings and dribbles it up the third base side, foul. And we stay at a ball and two strikes. Very raucous crowd here on Saturday night from Charleston. Not quite a sellout, but it's pretty darn close. Been good crowds all week here for the River Dogs. 4,000 plus on Thursday, 3,000 plus last night. 1-2. Sasaki hits a flare out to shallow center. Center fielder Prado racing in, and he makes the catch full tilt towards the center of the diamond to retire Sasaki and end the inning. Mendez strands to a board. On to the eighth. Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 8-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing.
From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 8-3. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds will need a late comeback here tonight to avoid their fifth straight loss in the week. Charleston, who is trying to gain ground on the Miners' best team in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, has an opportunity tonight with Augusta already beating Myrtle Beach. Charleston with a win can go to just a game back of the Pelicans. Shorebirds will try to be a thorn in their side, though, on the way there. Trenton Craig leads it off in the 8th, 7, 8, and 9 against a new arm on the mound for Charleston. It's Sandy Gastone on this tech net called the bullpen. Gastone making his second outing of the week. 11th appearance, 3 starts. He's 1-2 with a 9.47 ERA. His first pitch to Craig is a fastball up and in for ball one. Gastone, 6'3", 200, throws hard. Out of Cuba, sits 95-plus. 19 innings, 23 strikeouts, 20 walks. 17 hits, 21 runs, 20 earned. The pitch, fastball is low for ball two. Craig has produced all 3 runs tonight for the Shorebirds, a 3-run homer back in the 6th. His first is a Shorebird, line shot over the wall and right. Gastone from the belt, the 2-0. And Craig swings and fouls it off the plate, 2-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, no wind. Flags are still out in center. The pitch. Craig ropes it on the ground to short, but on one hop, speared by William. Shortstop throws to first to retire Craig for the first out here in the 8th. Craig falls to 1-for-4. Now the 8-hole hitter, Moises Ramirez. It's 0-for-2 with a walk. Looks like it'll be Joel Benitez to pitch the bottom of the 8th for the Shorebirds. Alejandro Mendez has really soaked up some innings tonight. Gone 2-2/3, that's a season high for him. First pitch to Ramirez, fastball down and away for ball one. Actually, 2-2/3, no hit innings for Mendez. Didn't allow a run either. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. 1-0. Ramirez swings and misses through a fastball at his eyes, 96. Strike one. One. Ramirez swings and misses, this time at a slider outside. And the count's 1-2. Right on right matchup. Gastone threw 2 scoreless back on Tuesday. Didn't allow a hit, walked 1, struck out 2. 1-2. Ramirez is down on strike, swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Can't connect, and Gastone. 2 up, 2 down to begin the 8th. Now Aaronson Placencia, last man in the order, top of the lineup on deck. Placencia 1-for-3 with a single his last time up. He's now reached base in every game that he's played for the Shorebirds. The pitch, swing and a miss. Showed up for a 10 o'clock train at noon. Strike one. Gastone from the belt. High leg kick, here it comes. Fastball's way outside, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Placencia swings and misses, chased a slider down in the dirt, and counts 1-2. Just the 1 inning
for both teams here in today's game. 8 in the 5th for Charleston, 3 in the 6th for Delmarva. 1-2. Placencia checks his swing, breaking ball just outside. They'll appeal to first. And no swing, says Steve Craes, as the entire Charleston infield had made their way towards their dugout. Take up their positions again. The count's even at 2. The offense today for both teams, a far cry from last night where Charleston scored in 6 of their 8 turns at bat. 2-2 pitch. Placencia fouls it off the catcher, Leon, straight off the mask. That rang his bell. Pure uppercut. Count still even at 2 on Placencia. 2 outs, nobody on. It's 8-3 Charleston, top of the 8th. Here's the pitch. Up and in, Placencia has to duck out of the way. A changeup that just started at his head and never wavered off that course. And the count's full, 3-2. Base is empty, top of the 8th. The pitch. Placencia takes a called strike 3. Slider down the middle, buckled his knees. He's down on strikes, and Sandy Gastone throws a 1-2-3 8th. On to the bottom of the 8th, it's Charleston 8, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the 8th, and we've got a tech net call to the bullpen to begin the frame. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 8-3. Joel Benitez on the mound for Delmarva, relieving Alejandro Mendez. Mendez, with his best outing this season, goes 2 2/3, no-hit frames. Doesn't allow a run, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Benitez's first pitch to Carson Williams. Fastball down and away for ball 1. So Benitez making his second appearance with the Shorebirds. Into the wind, righty fires home, and Carson Williams lines one into left field for a base hit. That's Williams' second hit of the game. Rounds first, holds up there as Craig throws it back in. And the 8th starts with a single. Brings up Edwin Barragan. Gets his first plate appearance of the game after replacing Willie Vasquez defensively. Benitez making his second outing through 1 inning last Saturday, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Pitch to Barragan is fouled away right field side for strike 1. Barragan 3 for his first 8 with the River Dogs this week, a homer, 3 driven in. Right-handed batter, 5'7", 160. Williams at first, Benitez the set, the pitch. Changeup misses up and in for ball one. Anita, 6'2", 175 out of the Dominican Republic. 21 years old. Mostly fastball, slider, and changeup. 1-1. Fastball chopped on the ground to second. Could be two. Flip to second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. Just too fast from Barragan there. Valdez at second. Waited for the ground ball to get to him. So they force out Williams at second. Barragan reaches on the fielder's choice. And there's a man at first with one out for Mason Auer. Auer, the cleanup man, he is 1-for-4, singled in the fourth, stole the base. Benitez's pitch, swing and a miss, threw the fastball by him at 94 for strike one. And at first, one out, it's 8-3 Charleston, last of the eighth. Auer, open stance, hands held across from his back shoulder, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Still a beautiful 80 degrees here on this late May night. Hard to believe almost 2 months of the season are already gone. Benitez from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball misses off the inside corner, 2-1. Benitez first base side of the rubber, readies up. Fires home, and fastball misses outside for ball three. Middle infield at double play depth. Barragan leads from first. The pitch home. And Auer pops it up. Back and out of play behind home. And the count's full, 3-2. Two on Auer. Barragan stays put at first, and Auer fouls another one back. Off the sweet level and back down. And the count stays at 3-2. Three, two again. Auer takes high ball four. Draws the walk, and there's men at first and second with one away for Bobby Seymour. Seymour, the DH tonight, batting fifth. It's 1-for-4 with an RBI double, also scored a run. 8 runs in the fifth for Charleston. Did all their damage then and nothing since. Nothing before it either. Crazy to think this game was scoreless after four. Dan Hammer was rolling. First pitch to Seymour. He swings, rolls it on the ground to second. Valdez Fields flips to second for one. Relay to first. In time. That's a 4-6-3 double play. And Gents Benitez out of the eighth. We go the ninth. Shorebirds need 5 to tie it, 6 to take the lead. It's Charleston 8, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Coach plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 8-3. Delmarva needs 5 to tie it, 6 to take the lead. They're just trying to force a bottom half of the ninth for the first time this week. Shorebirds have lost 4 in a row to Charleston in danger of making it 5. 3 outs to work with against Sandy Gastone, who retired to sign an order in the 8th, his first inning out of the bullpen. Top of the order is due off for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it all. Switch hitter digs in from the left side. He's 0 for 2 with 2 walks. Has stolen 2 bases as well. Gastone, the righty side of the belt, fires home. And Valdez swings and pops it up out of play. Left field side for strike one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Gastone from the belt, fires home. And Valdez sprays another one foul out of play, left field side. It's quickly 0-2. Shorebirds with all of their damage coming in the sixth. 0-2. Valdez takes outside 1-2, a 3-run homer for Trendon Craig. Charleston likewise, all their runs originating in one inning. And it was a bigger fifth. 8 runs. 1-2. Valdez swings and misses. Foul tips it, held on to by the catcher, Leon. 97 thrown by Valdez. And there's one out here in the ninth. The Shorebirds out dwindling. A loss here would put them to 14 games under, tying a season low. First pitch to Elio Prado. Slider splits the middle for strike one. Prado 0 for 4. Line down to right his last time up. Right-handed batter. Gastone's pitch. Slider misses down and in. 1-1. Eight-3. Charleston top of the ninth. The 1-1. Fastball, can't get the call, down and in. Counts 2-1. Shorebirds will try to regroup tomorrow in the finale. 5-0-5, counter Grady, second start of the week. 2-1. Fastball bounced to the plate, goes to the backstop, 3-1. Be up against J.J. Goss for the second time this week. Grady now 2-3 with a 6.28 ERA. Goss 0-1 with a 3.13. Three and one on Prado. One out, top nine. Birds down by 5. The pitch. Prado hits it hard on the ground to short, backing up the shortstop Williams. He collects chest high and throws to first. To retire Prado, and there's 2 outs in the ninth. And it's up to Michael Desone to keep this game alive for the Birds. Desone 1 for 3, singled back in the 7th. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball is around the ankles for ball 1. Eight runs, 8 hits, no errors for Charleston. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Shorebirds. 1-0. Fastball way outside the backstop for ball 2. And outside of that 5th inning where Charleston scored 8, obviously zeros on either side, but only 2 hits outside of that 5th inning as well. Just 1 hiccup for the Shorebirds, and it was a disastrous one. 2-0. Fastball down and away for ball 3, and that's exactly what
we meant when we were talking about just every small mistake you make, Charleston pounces on. The Shorebirds played perfect baseball. 8 out of 9 innings tonight. 3-0. Fastballs down the middle, 3-1. But it's that one inning. You can try to contain it all you want. But Charleston, at least this week, is inevitable. 3-1 to DeSone. Outside, ball 4. DeSone walks, and the Shorebirds live to see another batter. Isaac Bologna gets his 5th plate appearance of the game. Bologna 0 for 2. He's walked twice. DeSone not being held on at first. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up. Bologna from the left side awaits the first pitch. Here it comes. And the breaking ball inside for ball 1. Bologna takes low for ball 2, and out to the mound goes the catcher, Luis Leon, to chat with Gastone and figure out what is bugging him here with 2 outs in the 9th. He's working with a 5-run lead. Charleston 8, Delmarva 5. And all of a sudden has lost feel for the strike zone. From Gastone. Fastball misses down and in, and Gastone in danger of walking 2 in a row. Shorebird still in a pretty deep hole. Down a well without a bucket. The 3-0. Fastball finds the outside corner. A rather generous call. It's 3-1. Charleston 8, Delmarva 3. Top of the 9. DeSone at first, 2 outs. The pitch to Bologna. He takes high, ball 4. His 3rd walk of the game. Back-to-back walks here with 2 outs in the 9. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, R.C. Lichtenstein. A visit that I'm sure he really did not want to make. And now a righty will get up out in the Charleston bullpen just in case. So Lichtenstein talking eye-to-eye with Gastone. Then at first and second, 2 outs after he walked back-to-back batters, he'd retired the first 5 that he faced in the game. All of a sudden now, the tying run in the hole for the Shorebirds. With a little bit of life. Down to their final out. 8-3 River Dogs, top 9. Men at first and second, 2 outs, and Isaac De Leon, the batter. He's 2-for-4 with 2 singles. He does lead the Shorebirds in walks with 29. Right-handed batter, Gastone's first pitch. Fastball misses low for ball 1. Fastball is down the middle, 1-1. Ball and a strike on De Leon, 2 on, 2 out in the 9th, the pitch. He takes, down and away, 2-1. Pitch. De Leon lays off. It's on the outside corner. And the Shorebirds down to their final strike. Then at first and second, 2 outs, top of the 9. Shorebirds down 8-3. And Isaac De Leon, their last hope of the plate. Gastone comes to set at the belt. It's 2-2. And De Leon takes way outside. A slider nearly got away from the catcher, Leon. And the count's full. So a 3-2 pitch upcoming. The runners will be off. Infield plays back all the way around. Outfield straight away. Gastone in danger of walking three in a row with two outs in the ninth. Runners go. The 3-2 to De Leon, and he takes down and in ball four. And the bases are loaded with two away for Creed Willems. And we'll see whether or not Gastone faces him. My guess is Charleston will give him one more batter. Because if he doesn't get Willems, all of a sudden the tying runs the plate. Willems, left-handed batter, 2-for-4. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the ninth. First pitch. Willems checks his swing and hits it in the air to shallow left field. Left fielder Monzueta comes in and he makes the catch to retire Willems. And the ball game is over. Shorebirds load him with two outs in the ninth, but Willems on a check swing flares it into shallow left. Monzueta puts it away, and Charleston wraps up an 8-3 win and deals Delmarva their fifth loss in a row, their fifth loss this week. Their final score, it's the River Dogs 8, the Shorebirds 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with the post-game show totals and a recap. Your final score here from Riley Park. It's the Charleston River Dogs 8 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Riley Park. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final here tonight, it's Charleston River Dogs 8 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3. The Shorebirds played 8 very good innings. But the one that they didn't really, really hurt them. 8-run fifth for Charleston. Only inning that they scored in. Shorebirds only scored in one inning, too. But the River Dogs made theirs count a little bit more and come away with their fifth straight win. Let's walk you through how this one unfolded. First four innings went through scoreless. Ben Peoples, four scoreless innings for Charleston. He struck out 8, 3 walks, 3 hits. Shorebirds threatened against him a couple of times. Left the bases loaded in the fourth. Dan Hammer, on the other hand, went the first four scoreless and was dominant. Struck out 4 and allowed just a walk and a hit. That was it. And then in the fifth, it all came apart. Innings started off, base hit for Abiezel Ramirez, Luis Leon, then a 2-run homer to right. He walloped it. Walked it for Edville Chavez, Shane Sasaki, and then a bunt single, and Dan Hammer's night was done. Thomas Girard came in out of the bullpen. A few pitches later, Carson Williams put a ball into orbit. 3-run shot, made it 5-0. River Dogs didn't stop there, though. Willie Vasquez reached on an error, ground out for Mason Auer. Finally, the second out of the inning. Or first down of the inning, beg your pardon. Bobby Seymour then an RBI double. O'Neill Manzueta in an RBI single. And Abiazel Ramirez then walked. Luis Leon another walk. And Alejandro Mendez came in and finally stopped the bleeding. Charleston plated 8 in the fifth. Shorebirds got a 3-run homer from Trendon Craig to cut the deficit. And they actually had some chances late to get back into the game. 2-on-1 out in the seventh. Couldn't push anything across. Loaded the bases with 2 outs in the ninth, but that was too little too late. Creed Whitlam's check swing, fly ball to left, ends the ball game, and Charleston wins it 8-3. Your final line score for Delmarva, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they strand 12. Charleston, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors, they strand 9. Johnny Cuevas gets the win in relief for Charleston. He improves to 1-0. He goes 3 innings, allows 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Dan Hammer takes the loss, and I will tell anybody who listens that his line is not representative of the way he pitched tonight. That was probably his best outing of the season. He goes 4+ innings, allows 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. But truthfully, Hammer was at his best tonight against a very good Charleston lineup. It just didn't end the way any of us would have expected or hoped. We started at 6:07, finished at 8:59, time of game 2 hours 52 minutes in front of 4,316 fans here at Riley Park. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 15-29, tying a season low mark of 14 games under 500. They are 7-16 on the road, and they've lost 5 in a row to start this 12-game road trip. Charleston may improve to 31-13. They are 20-6 at home, and they have won 5 in a row as well, and they are a staggering 10-1 here on this 12-game road trip, or 10-game homestand, I should say. Let's get you those Carolina League scores now, see if the Shorebirds dropped any more grounds. That would be to the Carolina Mudcats, currently in first place, and the Mudcats just walked it off in Game 2 of their twin bill with Kannapolis. 4-3, they win Game 2. Kannapolis won Game 1, 7-4. So Carolina ends up splitting. Shorebirds end up losing just a half game to the Mudcats. They will be 10 back at the start of play tomorrow. Myrtle Beach lost to Augusta, final score of 5-3, so Charleston actually picks up a game for the first time in what feels like forever. They're just a game back in the South now. Augusta, a 5-3 win over Myrtle Beach. Top of the 11th from Lynchburg, Columbia and the Hellcats tied at 2. Other scores for you, Salem and Fredericksburg, game 2 of their doubleheader. Game 1, Fred Nats walked it off 7-6. Game 2, Salem leads Fredericksburg 3-1. Other score, Down East defeats Fayetteville 4-3. The final from Kinston. Those are all the scores from the Carolina League. Let's hit you with Birdland. Orioles playing a doubleheader with Boston. Lost game 1, 5-3. Right now, game 2, it's in the top of the ninth. Orioles lead it 4-1. Denji Reyes, Shorebird from this season, went 3 2/3, gave up a run on 4 hits. Felix Bautista, an inning and 2/3, scoreless as well. Around the Birdland minor league circuit, Norfolk trails Gwinnett 7-3. Aberdeen in extras at Wilmington tied at 2 in the top of the 10th. And Bowie leading Erie 7-1 as they look to snap their 7-game losing streak, on the verge of doing just that, 3 outs away. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so let's turn our attention to tomorrow. A series finale between the River Dogs and the Shorebirds. 5:05 first pitch on Sunday. Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 2-3 with a 6.28 ERA. J.J. Goss gets the start for Charleston. He is 0-1, a 3.13 ERA. A rematch of Game 1 of this series that went 10-9 to Charleston back on Tuesday. First pitch, 5:05. We'll talk to you at 4:50 for the pregame show. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's contest. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this wild show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 4:50, we'll talk to you then. Your final score tonight, it's the Charleston River Dogs 8 and Delmarva Shorebirds 3. Until tomorrow at 4:50, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.